This message, God's Chosen Place of Worship, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday evening, February 20, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, indawo ekhethwe nguNkulunkulu yokukhonzela. Ngomfowethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo ntambama ngohlolanja 20, 1965 eParkview Junior High School eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Let us remain standing for a moment as we bow our heads for prayer.
Asiqhubekeni simile okwesikhatshana lapho sikhothamise amakhanda ethu ukuthi sikhuleke.
Now with our heads bowed, and I trust our hearts are bowed too.
Futhi kathesi amakhanda ethu ekhothanisiwe, futhi ngiyathemba inhliziyo zethu zikhothanisiwe lazo.
I wonder how many in here tonight would like to be remembered in prayer as something special.
Ngingazi bangaki phakathi lapha lobu busuku abangathanda ukukhunjulwa emkhulekweni ngento ekhethekileyo.
Would you just raise your hand and say, God, give to me tonight that what I'm seeking for?
Ungaphakamisa nje isandla sakho uthi, Nkulunkulu, ngiphe lobu busuku khona lokho engikudingayo.
The Lord bless you.
Inkosi ilibusise.
Our Heavenly Father, as we now humbly approach this great throne of grace.
Baba wethu osezulwini, lapho kathesi sisondela ngokuthobekileyo kulesi isihlalo somusa.
By faith we move into the beyonds where God and the angels and the cherubims and all the heavenly host is assembled together.
Ngokholo siya kokupesheya lapho uNkulunkulu lezingilozi lamakherubi lalo lonke ibandla lasezulwini libuthene ndawonye.
Or he said there cannot be even a sparrow fall to the ground without the Heavenly Father knowing it.
Ngoba wathi akungeke kube loba inkonjane engawela emhlabathini ubaba osezulwini engakwazi.
How much more does he know here when hundreds of people have their heads bowed and calling upon thee for special requests?
Wazi kanganani yena lapho amakhulu abantu belamakhanda abo ekhotheme futhi bebizela kuwe okwezicelo ezikhethekileyo.
Father, look down upon the needy world tonight, for we are a needy people.
Baba, khangela phansi kumhlaba olezindingo lobu busuku ngoba singabantu abalezindingo.
Now I pray, God, that because that we have assembled here and expressing to thee our faith in a living God who does answer prayer.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi ngoba sibuthene lapha futhi sibonakalisa kuwe ukholo lwethu kuNkulunkulu ophilayo lo ophendula imkhuleko.
We have come out from among the world of the uncircumcised of the heart and ears.
Siphume phandle komhlaba wabangasokwanga inhliziyo lezindlebe.
Come out to live a separate life and to live in confessing our faith in thee.
Siphume phandle ukuphila impilo eyahlukileyo futhi lokuphila ekuvumeni ukholo lwethu kuwe.
Tonight we've raised our hands and saying we're needy.
Lobu busuku siphakamise izandla zethu futhi sisithi silesidingo.
Dear God, answer every one of their requests.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, pendula zonke ngazinye zezicelo zabo.
And then, Father, we pray that you have visited us tonight in the Word.
Futhi-ke, Baba, siyakhuleka ukuthi uzasivakatshela lobu busuku elizwini.
We come here for correction, for understanding.
Siza lapha ukuzoqondiswa, ukuzozwisisa.
That we might know just how to live in this present day.
Ukuthi sibekwazi nje ukuthi singaphila njani kulolu suku lwalamhlanje.
what to look forward to, what to do.
Lokho okukhangelela kikho, lokho okukwenza.
For we know the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh, according to all the signs that the prophets foretold.
Ngoba siyazi ukubuya kwenkosi sokusondela eduze ngokuya kwazo zonke izibonakaliso abaprofeti abazikhuluma ngaphambili.
We're nearing the time, Lord, when complete deliverance will be given to your children.
Sesondela esikhathini inkosi lapho ukukhululwa okugcweleyo kuzaphiwa ebantwaneni bakho.
God, let us everyone be there, Father.
Nkulunkulu, sivumele sonke sibe lapho baba.
May there not be one missing.
Makungabi loyedwa oswelakalayo.
That's our purpose of being here, Lord.
Iyo injongo yethu yokuba lapha Nkosi.
We love you and we're trying to prepare for that hour.
Siyakuthanda futhi sizama ukulungiselela lelo hola.
Speak to us, we ask again tonight, and heal the sick.
Khuluma lathi siyacela njalo lobo busuku futhi silisa abagulayo.
All the sick and the afflicted that's in the building, we pray that you'll heal them, Lord.
Bonke abagulayo labahluphekileyo abase sakhiweni siyakhuleka ukuthi uza kubasilisa Nkosi.
And especially them with spiritual needs.
Futhi ikakhulu bona abalezindingo zikamoya.
We pray that you'll save every lost soul.
Siyakhuleka ukuthi uzasindisa wonke umphefumulo olahlekileyo.
Fill every believer with the Holy Spirit.
Gcwalisa lonke ikholwa ngomoya ongcwele.
And renew the strength and power in your believing children.
Futhi uvuselele ukuqina lamandla ebantwaneni bakho abakholwayo.
Grant these things, Father. We ask much because you told us to ask the ask abundance.
Nigeza lezi zinto baba, siyacela kakhulu ngoba wasitshela ukuthi sicele ukucela ngobunengi.
Ask for great things, many of them, that our joys might be made full.
Celani izinto ezinkulu eziningi zazo ukuthi intokozo yethu igcwaliswe.
And we ask them in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Futhi siyazicela zona ebizweni lika Jesu Christu, amen.
And be seated.
Lingahlala phansi.
I certainly deem this a grand privilege tonight to be back here at the platform again here in this high school.
Ngempela ngibala lokhu njengethuba elihle lobu busuku ukubuyela lapha ku platform njalo lapha kulesi sikolo saphezulu.
To face these fine people that's gathered out to hear the gospel.
Ukukhangelana lalaba bantu abahle ababuthene ukuzwa ivangeli.
I ask God's mercy to help me to tell you the truth as far as I know the truth.
Ngiyacela isihawu sikaNkulunkulu singisize ukulitshela iqiniso njengokuba ngilazi iqiniso.
He still can close the mouth of a man as same as he could the mouth of a lion.
Ulokho engavala umlomo womuntu ngokufanayo njengalokho akwenzayo umlomo wesilwane.
And if I had ever tried to say anything that was wrong and contrary to his will,
futhi nxa ngingazama ukukhuluma loba yini engayisikho lokuphikisana lentando yakhe.
My sincere prayer is that he close my mouth, that I won't say it.
Umkhuleko wami oqinisekileyo yikuthi engavala umlomo wami ukuthi ngingakukhulumi.
Or truly, I want to be in heaven myself.
Ngoba ngeqiniso ngifuna ukuba sezulwini ngokwami.
And I'd never be there, and besides all that, I'd be a false leader. Somebody who had done something falsely.
Futhi angeke ngibe lapho futhi ngaphandle kwakho konke lokho ngingaba ngumkhokheli wamanga umuntu owenze into ngamanga.
If I do it, it's because I don't know no different.
Nga ngingakwenza kungenxa yokuthi kangazi mehluko.
The Lord bless you.
Inkosi ilibusise.
Now tomorrow morning, if it be the will of God, I aim to speak on that subject, marriage and divorce.
Manje kusasa ekuseni nxa kungaba yintando kaNkulunkulu ngihlose ukukhuluma ngaleso sifundo umshado lokwahlukana.
And we trust that you'll come and bring your pencils and papers.
Futhi siyathemba ukuthi lizabuya futhi lilethe amapenseli enu lamaphepha.
We won't take too long, but I just like the
asiyukuthatha isikhathi eside kodwa ngizathanda nje uku
That was my purpose of being back here first in Indiana. I promised you that.
Kwakuyinjongo yami yokuphenduka lapha kuqala e-Indiana ukuthi ngalithembisa lokho.
And I'll try tomorrow morning. If I don't get it tomorrow morning, I will tomorrow night.
Futhi ngizazama kusasa ekuseni. Nxa ngingasoze ngikuthathe kusasa ekuseni, ngizakwenza kusasa ebusuku.
But I'm going to try tomorrow morning, if the Lord willing, to speak on the subject.
Kodwa ngizazama kusasa ekuseni nxa inkosi ithanda ukukhuluma ngesifundo.
The two schools of thought, and may God help us to know what is truth.
Imiqondo emibili yomcabango futhi makuthi uNkulunkulu asisize ukwazi lokho okuliqiniso.
Just to know what's true so we can walk in truth and in light.
Ukwazi nje lokho okuliqiniso ukuze sihambe eqinisweni lasekukhanyeni.
We, you know, used to have an old colored friend.
Tina, Lias, ngangivame ukuba lomngane wami omdala onsundu.
He said to me, he said, Brother Billy, he said, I don't want any trouble at the river.
What, Gim? What, mfowethu Billy? What? Angifuni uhlupho emfuleni.
He said, I want to have my ticket in my hand.
What? Ngifuna ukuba le tikiti lami esandleni sami.
And when the whistle blows, I don't want any trouble there.
Futhi lapho, impembe ikhala. Kangifuni uhlupho lapho.
I've asked the Lord a long time ago, if there's anything wrong, let me set it up right now.
Ngacela inkosi isikhathi eside sedluleyo nxa kulolutho olubi mangililungisise khona kathes.
Said because it'll be dark and stormy on that morning when the ship pulls out for the other side.
Wathi ngoba kuzabe kumnyama lesiphepho ngaleyo kuseni lapho umkhumbi uphuma phandle usiya nganeno.
Said I don't want any interference. I want to take care of all of it now.
What? Angifuni okuphazamisayo. Ngifuna ukukunakakela konke kathesi.
That's what we're here for. Amen. Try to take care of all the interferences so that we can walk aboard on that hour.
Yikho lokho esikulandileyo lapha. Ukuzama ukunakekela konke okuphazamisayo ukuze sikhwele kulelo hola.
Now, I won't speak to you very long tonight because we got two services tomorrow.
Manje angiyikukhuluma kini okwesikhathi eside lobu busuku ngoba silenkonzo ezimbili kusasa.
Then I take right off somewhere else to another more services.
Futhi ke ngizahle ngisuke kwenye indawo ethile kusiya kweyinye izinkonzo ezinenye.
But now in the book of Deuteronomy, I wish to read from the 16th chapter, the first three verses of Deuteronomy 16, 1 to 3.
Kodwa manje ebhukwini lika Deuteronomy ngifisa ukubala kusukela isahluko 16 indima ezintathu zokuqala zika Deuteronomy 16:1 kusiya ku 3.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover.
Gcina inyanga ka Abibi futhi ugcine iPaseka.
The Lord thy God in the fourth month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
Inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho phakathi kwe yesine inyanga kaAbibi inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho yalikhupha khona phakathi kwe Jipite ebusuku.
Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flocks and of the herd.
Ngakho uza kunikela iPasika enkosini uNkulunkulu wakho ngezimvu langomhlambi.
In the place which the Lord has chosen to place his name there.
Endaweni inkosi eyikhethileyo ukubeka ibizo layo lapho.
Now, my subject tonight is God's chosen place of worship.
Manje isifundo sami lobu busuku sithi indawo ekhethwe nguNkulunkulu yokukhonzela.
If you notice, the month ABAD be there is means April.
Nga unanzelela inyanga ka A B A D B lapho ingo icho umabasa.
The month of April is when they were brought out.
Inyanga kamabasa kulapho abakhutshwa khona.
And now the strange thing is that we tonight as worshipers of God in this day that we live in
futhi manje into emangalisayo ukuthi thina lobu busuku njengabakhonzi bakaNkulunkulu kulolu suku esiphila kulo.
And we find so many different ideas of people.
Futhi sithola imiqondo eminingi ejineyo yabantu.
And as long as there's different ideas about things, there's got different questions.
Futhi lapho ingqe kule miqondo ehlukeneyo mayelana ngento kule mibuzo ehlukeneyo.
There's got to be one true answer to every question that's asked.
Kumele kube lempendulo eyodwa eqondileyo kuwo wonke umbuzo obuzwayo.
If I would ask the question, what is this? Well, it's a desk.
Nga ngingabuza umbuzo, kuyini lokho? Awu, baza kuthi itafula.
What is it for? See?
Ngeyani? Bona.
Now, there somebody might say it isn't a desk, it's a board.
Manje lapho umuntu angathi kayisiyo tafula, lipulanka.
Well, it is a board, but yet it's a desk.
Awu, lipulanka kodwa kukanti itafula.
You see, there's got to be a true answer to it.
Liyabona, kumele kube lempendulo yeqiniso kukho.
And if I ask the question about anything, there's got to be a true answer.
Futhi nga ngingabuza umbuzo ngolutho, kumele kube lempendulo yeqiniso.
There can be something close to it, but there's got to be a true, direct answer to every question.
Kungaba lenye into eseduzane lakho kodwa kumele kube leli qiniso impendulo eqondileyo kuwo wonke umbuzo.
So therefore every question that comes up in our lives there's got to be a true correct answer.
Ngakho ngokunjalo wonke umbuzo obuyayo empilweni zethu kumele kube lempendulo eliqiniso eqondileyo.
And now today we hear it said so many of our people in the world today.
Futhi gates lamuhla siyezwa kukhulunywa abaningi babantu bethu emhlabeni lamuhla.
As being a missionary have taken several trips across the sea and around the world.
Njengokuba ngingumissionary ngathatha inhambo ezithile phesheya kolwandle.
I've been in contact with many different religions, such as Buddha and Mohammed and Sikhs and Jains and what more of the religions of the world.
Ezinjenge Buddha, lama Mohammedi, lama Sikhs, lama Jains, futhi lani okwezinkolo zomhlaba.
And then here in our own United States and other foreign countries meet with all of our different churches.
Futige lapha kweyethu United States lamanye amazwe ezizweni sihlangana la wonke amabandla ethu ahlukeneyo.
Such as our denominational churches.
Anjengamabandla ezinhlanganiso zamasonto.
Beginning with the early Roman Catholic and then to the Greek and so forth and the different rites.
Siqala ngeKatolika yeRoma. Yasekuqaleni futhi ke la kuma Greek lokunjalo futhi le mikhuba ehlukeneyo.
And then down into all the denominational ages of 900 and something different Protestant denominations.
Futhi ke phansi zonke izikhathi zenhlanganiso zesonto zamakhulu ayisificamunwe munye lokunye kwezinhlanganiso zamasonto ama Protestant.
Now, each one of them, of course, you could see their idea, and I cannot blame them.
Manje, ileyo laleyo yawo sibili, ungabona umqondo wabo, futhi angeke ngibasole.
Each one claims that they are the truth. They have the truth.
Ilo lalo, uyacho ukuthi, baliqiniso.
Then the people that belongs to those churches should believe that.
futhi abantu abangena lawo mabandla kumele bakukholwe lokho.
Because they have staked their destination, their eternal destination, upon the teaching of that church.
Ngoba sebebhejele esabo isiphetho sabo salaphakade phezu kwemfundiso yalelo bandla.
And they're so much different one from the other till it makes 900 and something different questions.
Futhi behlukene kakhulu omunye komunye kuze kwenze amakhulu ayisificamunwe munye lokunye yemibuzo ehlukeneyo.
Therefore, being 900 and something different questions, there's got to be one correct answer.
Ngakho ke kungamakhulu ayisificamunwe munye lokunjalo kwemibuzo ehlukeneyo kumele kube lempendulo eyodwa eqondileyo.
And I would like for us tonight, being that we're trying to go to heaven and to meet our Lord Jesus, who we all love.
Futhi ngizathanda thina lobu busuku njengoba kuyikuthi sizazama ukuya ezulwini futhi lokuhlangana lenkosi yethu uJesu lo esimthandayo sonke.
I would like to search in the scriptures to find that.
Ngingathanda ukuhlola embhalweni ukukufumana lokho.
Now, if it is a Bible question, then it should have a Bible answer.
Manje nxa kungumbuzo weBhayibheli, khona ke kumele kube lempendulo yeBhayibheli.
It should not be able to come from a group of men, from any certain fellowship.
Akumelanga iphume eqembini labantu. Kuvela kuloba yibuphi ubudlelwano?
Or from some educator, or from some denomination.
Gumbe kothilo ofundileyo, gumbe kweyinye inhlanganiso yesonto.
It should come straight from the scripture, where God's meeting place is of worship.
Kumele kuze kuvela khona embhalweni lapho indawo yokuhlangana kaNkulunkulu ekhona yokukhonzela.
And surely, being God, there is a meeting place somewhere that he meets.
Futhi sibili enguNkulunkulu kule ndawo yokuhlangana kwenye indawo leyo ahlangana khona.
Now we find out here that in Deuteronomy here at the beginning Moses reciting back the scripture.
Manje siyafumana lapha ukuthi kuDeuteronomy lapha ekuqaleni uMose ebalandisela umbhalo.
The things that he had told them, how he brought them out the great strong arm out of Egypt and at first established them.
Izinto ayebatshele zona ukuthi wayebakhuphe ngenkulu eqinileyo ingalo ebakhupha eGipite futhi wayeqale wabaqinisa.
They were called the people of God until they come out of the Egypt.
Babebizwa ngokuthi abantu bakaNkulunkulu baze baphuma eGipite.
And then they were called the church of God.
Futhi ke base bebizwa ngokuthi ibandla likaNkulunkulu.
Because the church is a congregating.
Ngoba ibandla yikubuthana.
The word of the church means called out ones. Those who have been called out.
Kumbe sibili ibandla kutsho labo ababizelwe phandle. Labo ababizelwe phandle.
And they come out of Egypt in order to be the church.
Futhi baphuma eGipite ukuze babe libandla.
Now God told them before they established the temple. Whatever they did,
manje uNkulunkulu wabatshela lapho ke ngaphambi kokumisa iTempeli futhi loba yini abayenzayo.
I will choose the place of my worship and I'll put my name in it.
Ngizakhetha indawo yami yokukhonzela futhi ngizabeka ibizo lami phakathi kwayo.
And that's the only place that God would ever meet anybody was by his own choosing.
Futhi hiyo indawo kuphela uNkulunkulu angahlangana loba ngubani kwakungokukhetha kwakhe uqobo.
He chose his place, and where he chose his place, he put his name.
Wakhetha indawo yakhe futhi lapho akhetha khona indawo yakhe wabeka ibizo lakhe.
The second verse here tells us that.
Indima 2 lapha iyasitshela ukuthi
he would put his name in the place that he had chosen for people to worship him in.
Wayezabeka ibizo lakhe endaweni ayeyikhethile ukuze abantu bamkhonzele khona.
Now, the thing of it is, we want to find where that place is.
Manje into yakho yikuthi sifuna ukuthola lapho okulendawo leyo.
With 900 and something different ideas, being it we're bypassing all heathen religion and just speaking of Christian religion.
Kule miqondo engamakhulu ayisificamunwemunye lokunye. Kuyikuthi asibali yonke inkolo yesiyedeni futhi nje sikhuluma ngenkolo yesiKristu.
Which have a feeling for the heathens, or I certainly wouldn't be going over there talking to them, but they're wrong.
Leyo ngilozwelo kumahedeni kumbe ngempela bengingasoze ngibe ngisiya khonale futhi lokukhuluma labo kodwa baphambukile.
Christianity is the only religion that's true. It's Christianity.
IsiKristu hiyo inkolo kuphela eliqiniso yisiKristu futhi.
I'm saying that not exactly because I am a Christian, because I believe that to be the truth.
Ngicho lokho kungeyisikho ngoba ngingumKristu. Ngoba ngiyakukholwa ukuba liqiniso.
It's the only religion that's right.
Iyo kuphela inkolo eqondileyo.
I've been to the grave where the white horse has changed every 4 hours.
Sengake ngafika engcwabeni lapho ibhiza elimhlophe elitshintshwa khona wonke amahola amane.
Or Mohammed, a great priest and leader right after Christ.
Lapho uMohammed, umpristi omkhulu futhi lomkhokheli emva kukaKristu.
Was supposedly to be a prophet, and I don't doubt but what he was, right at the Maccabee brothers.
Wayemele abengumprofeti futhi angithandabuzi kodwa ukuthi wayenguye khona emva kwabafo wabo bakomakhapi.
But when he died, he claimed that he had raised again and would conquer the whole world.
Kodwa lapho ve wafa wacho ukuthi uzavuka njalo futhi uzanqoba umhlaba wonke.
Now about every 4 hours they changed guards and they keep a white horse at his grave.
Manje phose kumahola wonke amani bayatshintsha abalindi futhi bagcina ibhiza elimhlophe engcwabeni lakhe.
They have for 2,000 years expecting him to rise again and conquer the world.
Sebakwenza okweminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili bemkhangelele ukuvuka njalo futhi anqobe umhlaba.
But you see, and you go to Buddha. Buddha lived many hundred years, about 2,300 years ago, the god of Japan.
Kodwa uyabo futhi ungaya kuBuddha. UBuddha waphila iminyaka engamakhulu amaningi, phose iminyaka engamakhulu angamajumi amabili lantathu edluleyo uNkulunkulu waseJapan.
And he was a philosopher, something like Confucius and so forth.
Futhi njalo wayengumcabangi into enje ngoConfucius lokunjalo.
But all these founders and so forth, all of them died with their philosophy and buried and in the grave.
Kodwa bonke laba owe abasunguli lokunjalo bonke bafa lemicabango yabo futhi bangcwatshwa futhi basethuneni.
But Christianity, which is established by Jesus Christ, there is an empty tomb.
Kodwa isiKristu esasekelwa kuJesu Kristu kulethuna elingelalutho.
He was the only man that ever stood on earth and lived and said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again.
Nguye kuphela umuntu owake wema emhlabeni futhi waphila futhi wathi ngilamandla okubeka phansi ukuphila kwami futhi ngikuvuse njalo.
And he did it. And he lives today.
Futhi wakwenza futhi uyaphila lamuhla.
And we know he lives because he is with us and proves himself by physical signs and wonders that he promised that he would do to show it.
Futhi siyakwazi uyaphila ngoba ukanye lathi futhi uyazitshengisa ngezibonakaliso ezibambekayo lezimangaliso lezo athembisa ukuthi uzazenza ukukutshengisa.
In so much as a pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness, it's with us today.
Okokuthi njengensika yomlilo eyakhokhela abantwana bako-Israyeli enkangala ikanye lathi lamuhla.
Even having its picture taken.
Langokuthi umfanekiso wayo wathathwa.
Performing the signs and wonders that he promised it would do in this day.
Esenza izibonakaliso lezimangaliso azithembisa ukuthi uzazenza kulolu suku.
Seeing all the words that he promised being made manifest this day.
Sibona wonke amazwi a watembisayo ebonakaliswa lolusuku.
Therefore, the rest of heathen world is out. It's Christianity.
Ngakho ke wonke umhlaba wamayedeni uphandle yisKristu.
Now being that there's 900 and something questions about where God meets.
Manje njengoba kuyikuthi kule mibuzo engamakhulu ayisificamunwemunye lokunye mayelana ngalapho uNkulunkulu ahlangana khona.
He meets with the Methodist, or he meets in the Baptist, and he meets in this and that and the other.
Uhlangana lama Methodist, kumbe uhlangana kuma Baptist futhi uhlangana kulokhu la kulokho lokunye.
Now there's a question there.
Manje kulombuzo lapho.
So everyone has to seek out his own salvation with fear and trembling.
Ngakho wonke umuntu kumele adingisise usindiso lwakhe ngokwesaba langokuthuthumela.
But tonight I want to try to find and prove in the scripture where the correct place is where God meets and worships with the people.
Kodwa lobu busuku ngifuna ukuzama ukufumana futhi lokutshengisa empalweni lapho indawo eqondileyo ekhona lapho uNkulunkulu ahlangana lokukhonza labantu.
And if that's it, that's the only place you'll ever meet.
Futhi nqa leyo iyiyo iyo indawo kuphela aza kuhlangana khona.
Now, we took this text out of Deuteronomy.
Manje sithethe isifundo lesi kuDeuteronomy.
It's a Greek word which has a compound meaning, or it means two laws.
Libala lesiGreek elile micho ekabili kumbe licho imithetho emibili.
The Greek word Deuteronomy means two different laws.
Ibala lesiGreek Deuteronomy licho imithetho emibili ehlukeneyo.
And that's just what God has, two different laws.
Futhi yikho lokho nje uNkulunkulu alakho imithetho emibili ehlukeneyo.
And one of them is a law of death, and the other is a law of life.
Futhi omunye wawo ngumthetho wokufa, futhi lomunye ngumthetho wokuphila.
God has two laws.
UNkulunkulu ulemithetho emibili.
To follow him and serve him and worship him is life. To reject it is death.
Ukumlandela, lokumsebenzela, lokumkhonza yikuphila. Ukulandula yikufa.
There's two laws in God.
Kulemithetho emibili kuNkulunkulu.
Now, one of those laws was made recognized to the world at Mount Sinai.
Manje omunye waleyo mithetho wenziwa wazakala emhlabeni entabeni iSinai.
God gave the law to Moses and Israel.
UNkulunkulu wapha umthetho kuMose loIsrayeli.
Not that the law could help them, but the law only pointed out to them that they were sinners.
Kungayisikho ukuthi umthetho wawungabasiza, kodwa umthetho wakhomba kuphela kubo ukuthi babeyizoni.
Until that time, they didn't know what sin was till they had a law.
Kuze kube yileso sikhathi babengazi ukuthi isoni yini, baze baba lomthetho.
There cannot be a law without a penalty.
Akungeke kube lomthetho kungelazi jeziso.
A law is not a law without penalty.
Umthetho kawisiwo umthetho kungelazi jeziso.
So therefore the transgression of the law is sin, and the wages of sin is death.
Kanjalo ngokunjalo ukweqa umthetho yisono futhi umvuzo wesono yikufa.
So therefore until God made them a law there was no transgression reckoned to them.
Ngakho ke kwaze kwathi uNkulunkulu esebenzele umthetho kwakungela mpambeko eyabalelwa kubo.
If there's no law here that says you can't run over 20 miles an hour, then you can run over 20 miles an hour.
Nga kungela mthetho lapha othi awungeke ugijime amamayela ngamajuma amabili ngehola, khona ke ungagijima amamayela edlula amajuma amabili ngehola.
But when there's a law that says you can't do it, then there's a law and a penalty behind it.
Kodwa nga kulo mthetho othi awungeke ukwenze, khona ke kulo mthetho lesi jeziso emva kwakho.
Now, death was the law of death was the commandments given on Mount Sinai, which told man that he was a sinner.
Manje ukufa umthetho wokufa kwakuyimthetho eyaphiwa entabeni iSinai eyatshela umuntu ukuthi wayeyisoni.
And to transgress God's law, he died.
Futhi ukweqa umthetho kaNkulunkulu wafa.
But there's no salvation in the law.
Kodwa akula nsindiso emthethweni.
It was only a policeman that could put you in jail. It had nothing to bring you out with.
Wawuli polisa elalikufaka entolongweni. Waungela lutho owaunga kukhupha ngalo.
But then he gave another law. That was at Mount Calvary.
Kodwa ke wapha omunye umthetho lo wawusentabeni Calvary.
Where sin was reckoned in Jesus Christ.
Lapho isono esabalelwa kuJesu Kristu.
And there the penalty was paid.
Futhi lapho isijeziso sahlawulwa.
And not without law, but by grace you are saved by the grace of God through predestination. Of God's foreknowledge of your being.
Futhi kungela mthetho, kodwa ngomusa usindisiwe, ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, ngokumiselwa phambili, kolwazi lwangaphambili kaNkulunkulu, ngokuba khona kwakho.
Now, we see these two laws. Deuteronomy speaking of two laws, there was two laws.
Manje siyayibona le imithetho emibili. UDeuteronomy ikhuluma ngemithetho emibili. Kwaku le mithetho emibili.
One was the law of death and the other the law of life.
Owodwa wawungumthetho wokufa, lomunye wawungumthetho wokuphila.
There was also two covenants given to the people.
Kwaba njalo lezivumelwano ezimbili ezaphiwa ebantwini.
We will speak of them in the morning.
Sizakhuluma ngazo ekuseni.
One of them was given to Adam on condition.
Esinye sazo saphiwa ku-Adam ngesimiso.
If you do this and don't do that.
Nxa ungenza lokho futhi ungenzi lokho.
But that law was broken. Adam and Eve broke that in the Garden of Eden.
Kodwa lo mthetho wephulwa. U-Adam u-Eva wephula lokho esivandeni sase-Eden.
Then God made the second covenant and gave that to Abraham, and that law was unconditional.
Kona ke uNkulunkulu wenza isivumelwano sesibili futhi wasipha u-Abraham futhi lo mthetho wawungela simiso.
It isn't what you've done or what you will do.
Akusikho lokho okwenzileyo kumbe lokho ozakwenza.
He said, I've already done it.
Wathi sengivele ngakwenza.
That's grace. That's the law of life.
Lo ngumusa, lo ngumthetho wokuphila.
God did that for Abraham and his seed after him.
UNkulunkulu wakwenza lokho ku-Abraham lenzalo yakhe emva kwakhe.
That's all of Abraham's seed.
Leyo yiyo yonke inzalo ka-Abraham.
As the Bible said, all Israel will be saved.
Njengoba iBhayibheli lacho wonke u-Israyeli uzasindiswa.
But that don't mean Jews.
Kodwa lokho akutsho ukuthi abaJuda.
As Paul said, that Israel which is inward are Israel outward.
Njengo Paulo wacho, lokho Israel ayikho ngaphakathi kumbe u-Israel ongaphandle.
Outward as we spoke of the other night, it was Isaac's children by sex.
Ongaphandle njengoba sakhuluma ngobunye ubusuku kwa ngabantwana baka-Isaka ngokwazana kwendoda lomfazi.
But the law of God was through Christ, which was Abraham's royal seed, that by grace all Israel is saved.
Kodwa umthetho kaNkulunkulu wangoKristu okwakuyinzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham leyo ngomusa wonke u-Israyeli usindisiwe.
That's all that's in Christ is saved. Oh, God's second covenant.
Loko gonke, loko okuku Kristu kusindisiwe. Gonke, isivumelwano sikaNkulunkulu sesibili.
But all these things foreshadowed Christ.
Kodwa zonke lezo zinto zaziyisithunzi sikaKristu.
Now notice the second verse. The second verse here in Deuteronomy 16.
Manje nanzelela indima 2. Indima 2 lapha kuDeuteronomy 16.
Worship in the place that I have chosen.
Kunzela endaweni engikhethileyo.
Now you must worship God, he said, in the place that I have chosen.
Manje kumele ukhonze uNkulunkulu. Wathi endaweni engikhethileyo.
Not what someone else chose, but what I have chosen.
Kungayisiyo omunye umuntu ayikhethileyo kodwa engikhethileyo.
Now if God chose the place, it behooves us then to find out what he said about it.
Amen.
And where is it?
Yes.
Manje nxa uNkulunkulu wakhetha indawo, khona ke kusifanele ukuthi sifumane lokho akuchoyo ngakho futhi ingaphi yona.
I want to find it because truly I want to worship him.
Ngifuna ukuyifumana ngoba ngiqiniso ngifuna ukukhonza.
We all are here tonight to worship him. We're sitting here tonight as Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Christian Science and all, but we're all seeking something.
Sonke silapha lobu busuku ukumkhonza, sihlezi lapha lobu busuku njenge Methodist, Baptist, Katolika, Jehovah Witness, Christian Science lakho konke, kodwa sonke sidinga ulutho.
We want to know truth.
Sifuna ukwazi iqiniso.
The Bible said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
IBhayibheli liza kwazi iqiniso futhi iqiniso liza kulenza likhululeke.
Somebody, you can't know what you're doing. You don't know how to do it until you know how to do it.
Umuntu awungeke ube kwazi okwenzayo. Awukwazi ukuthi ukwenze njani uze ube kwazi ukuthi kwenziwa njani.
You don't know what to do until you know how to do it, rather.
Awukwazi lokho okwenzayo uze ube kwazi ukuthi kwenziwa njani, bengisicho.
You must know what you're doing and how to do it.
Kumele ube kwazi lokho okwenzayo lokuthi kwenziwa njani.
This shows us that God has a meeting place for his worshipers and one certain place, and that place only God meets his worshipers.
Lokho kuyasitshengisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulendawo yokuhlangana yabakhonzi bakhe endaweni eyodwa ethile. Kuleyo ndawo kuphela uNkulunkulu uhlangana labakhonzi bakhe.
Now, also, the place he has chosen for his worshipers, he claimed he would put his name.
Manje futhi indawo ayikhethileyo yabakhonzi bakhe wathi uzabeka ibizo lakhe.
Now let's search out and find through the scripture where this place is.
Manje masidingeni futhi sithole embhalweni lapho okulendawo leyi.
Surely if God said he had put his name in this place where he had chosen to meet the people and worship with them, or them worship him rather.
Ngeqiniso nxa uNkulunkulu wathi uzabeka ibizo lakhe kule indawo lapho ayekhethe khona ukuhlangana labantu futhi akhonze labo kumbe bona bamkhonze bengisitsho.
That is somewhere in the Bible. For it was for all ages.
Lokho kukwenye indawo eBhayibhelini ngoba kwakungokwe zikhathi zonke.
And the great unchanging God cannot change.
Amen.
Futhi uNkulunkulu omkhulu ongaguqukiyo angeke aguquke.
Man changes.
Umuntu uyaguquka.
But you can put your life upon anything that God ever said at any time. Because it is truth. It is truth.
Kodwa ungabeka impilo yakho phezu kwento loba yini uNkulunkulu ake wayitsho lakusiphi isikhathi ngoba kuliqiniso, kuliqiniso.
Because that's the only thing I can have confidence in is the Bible.
Ngoba hiyo into kuphela engingaba lethemba kiyo liBhayibheli.
Because man's word will fail, but God is supreme.
Ngoba ilizwi lomuntu liza kwehluleka, kodwa uNkulunkulu ulamandla onke.
This year I should know more than I know last year. You should too.
Lumnyaka kumele ngazi okunenge kulalokho engangingakwazi umnyaka odluleyo ufanele lawe.
Each day we're finite, so we gain knowledge.
Usuku ngalunye silomkhawulo ngakho siyengeza ulwazi.
But God is infinite. He's infinite.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu kalamkhawulo, akalamkhawulo.
And being infinite, he cannot gain knowledge. He is perfect to begin with.
Futhi engelamkhawulo angeke angezelele ulwazi uphelele kwasekuqaleni.
Every decision has to be exactly right.
Sonke isinqumo kufanele siqonde kanye.
And the way God acted one time, he must forever act that way, or he acted wrong when he acted the first time.
Futhi indlela uNkulunkulu enza ngayo ngesinye isikhathi kumele enze ngaleyo ndlela nini lanini, kumbe wenza ngendlela engayisiyo lapho esenza ngesikhathi sokuqala.
If a man ever come to God for salvation upon the basis that he accepted him on, it's got to be accepted on that same basis every time. That's right.
Nga umuntu wake wabuya kuNkulunkulu ukusindiswa phezu kwesisekelo. Amamukele ngaso, kumele samukelwe phezu kwaleso sisekelo esifanayo sonke isikhathi kunjalo.
If a man ever come to God for divine healing and God accepted him upon a certain basis,
nga umuntu wake weza kuNkulunkulu ukuthi asiliswe nguNkulunkulu futhi uNkulunkulu wamamukela phezulu kwesisekelo esithile.
The next man comes, he's got to accept him the same way or he did wrong when he accepted the first man.
Umuntu olandelayo abuye umele amamukele ngendlela efanayo kungenjalo wenza kubi lapho esamukela umuntu wokuqala.
God made a basis that he would meet a man on.
UNkulunkulu wenza isisekelo sokuthi uzahlangana lomuntu khona.
He made a basis at what he would do, how he would do it.
Wenza isisekelo salokho ayeza kwenza ukuthi uza kwenza njani.
And that is through the sacrificial blood of a lamb in the Garden of Eden.
Futhi lokho kwakungegazi lomhlatshelo wewundlu esivandeni sase-Eden.
God has never, no time, ever changed it.
Right.
UNkulunkulu akaze langasiphi isikhathi akutshintshe.
He decided how he would save man.
Wakhetha ukuthi wayeza sindisa kanjani umuntu.
We tried today to educate man into it.
Sizamile lamuhla ukufundisela umuntu phakathi kwakho.
We tried to school him, tried to educate him, tried to denominate.
Sizamile ukubafundisa, sizame ukubafundisa, sazama ukubenza inhlanganiso yesonto.
Tried to do all these other kinds of things, bring him in.
Sazama ukwenza zonke inhlobo zezinto lezi ukubangenisa.
Shake him in, baptize him in.
Ukubanyikinyela phakathi, ukubabhaphathizela phakathi.
Every other way there is, bring him in by letters.
Yonke indlela ekhona, sibangenise ngezincwadi.
But still remains the same.
Kodwa lokhu kumi kunjalo ngokufanayo.
God meets the man under the shed blood of the lamb.
Amen.
UNkulunkulu uhlangana lomuntu ngaphansi kwegazi lewundlu elachithekayo.
Blood was God's way in the beginning and blood's God's way tonight.
Igazi kwakuyindlela kaNkulunkulu ekuqaleni futhi igazi indlela kaNkulunkulu lobusuku.
It's good to do penance and all these things, but salvation only comes through blood.
Kuhle ukwenza ukuzihlawulisa lazo zonke lezi izinto, kodwa usindiso lubuya ngegazi kuphela.
Blood is the only way that God chose to save man, and he cannot change it.
Igazi yiyo indlela kuphela uNkulunkulu ayikhethayo ukusindisa umuntu futhi angeke ayitshintshe.
Job had the same thing.
UJobe wayelento efanayo.
He knew that he was righteous because he had offered the sacrifice that God had required of him.
Wayesazi ukuthi wayelungile ngoba wayenikele umhlatshelo uNkulunkulu ayewufunile kuye.
Now, let us search now to see what this place is and the place he put his name.
Manje asidingeni kathesi ukubona leyo ndawo ukuthi yiphi lendawo abeka khona ibizo lakhe.
We're going to have to find out where he put his name.
Sizamele sifumanise lapho abeka khona ibizo lakhe.
Then if we find out what God's name is and where he put it,
khona ke nxa sifumana lokho ibizo likaNkulunkulu eliyikho futhi lalapho alibeka khona.
Then we got the place of worship. As soon as we find that.
Khona ke sesifumana indawo yokukhonzela masinya, sifumana lokho.
All these things of course is the shadows of things to come.
Zonke lezi izinto yebo sibili zazingamathunzi ezinto ezizayo.
All the law was foreshadowing of the things to come.
Wonke umthetho wawufanisa ngaphambili izinto ezaziza kuza.
Just like the moon is a shadow of the sun.
Njenge inyanga ilithunzi lelanga.
It serves in the absence of the sun.
Iyasebenza lapho kungela langa khona.
Just like the church is to serve in the absence of the S-O-N of God.
Njenge bandla liyasebenza lapho kungela N-D-O. D-A-N-A kaNkulunkulu.
In the absence of the sun, the lesser light, the church, the believers, serve God and give light. In the absence of the sun.
Lapho indodana ingekho, ukukhanya okuncinyane, ibandla, amakholwa, ayakhonza uNkulunkulu futhi aphe ukukhanya lapho indodana ingekho.
But when the sun rises, you don't see the moon no more because it's gone down.
Kodwa lapho ilanga liphuma, awusayiboni inyanga njalo futhi. ngoba isiyehle phansi.
It doesn't need its light anymore because it only gets its light secondarily off the sun.
Gaisating ukukhanya kwayo njalo futhi ngoba iyathola kuphela ukukhanya kwayo okwesikhatshana kuvela elangeni.
Now, like husband and wife, the sun and moon is church and Christ.
Manje njengendoda lomfazi ilanga lenyanga kunjalo ibandla loKristu.
Now we find that these things being a shadow of Christ.
Manje siyafumana ukuthi lezi izinto zilithunzi likaKristu.
Every sacrifice, feast, and everything in the Old Testament foreshadowed Christ.
Umhlatshelo wonke, umkhosi, layo yonke into kuTestament elidala yayifanisa ngaphambili uKristu.
Just as a shadow strikes across the floor.
Njengethunzi lichaya phansi esibuyeni.
Now here's where we're going to have to find the correct place of worship.
Manje lapho kulapho esiza kufumana indawo eqondileyo yokukhonzela.
Is to go back here in the Old Testament where it was given and see what these things were.
Yikubuyela emuva lapha kuTestament elidala lapho eyaphiwa khona futhi sibone ukuthi lezi zinto zaziyini.
Now when a shadow comes across the floor.
Manje lapho ithunzi lisiza lisabalele esibuyeni.
You can tell whether it's man, woman, or beast, or whatever it might be, because it casts a shadow upon the floor.
Ungacho ukuba yindoda, ngumfazi, kumbe isilo, kumbe loba yini, okungaba yikho, ngoba kuyaphosa ithunzi phezu kwesibuya.
And as that shadow gets shorter,
futhi lapho ithunzi lelo lisiba mfitshane.
The shadow being a negative, and there cannot be a negative without a positive.
Ithunzi li negative, futhi kakungeke kube le negative kungela qobo lwento.
Therefore, when the positive becomes closer to the negative is swallowed up in the positive.
Ngakho ke, lapho uqobo lwento lusiba duzane le negative, I negative iyaginywa luqobo lwento.
The shadow and the positive comes together. And that's what makes it then the positive.
Futhi lo qobo lwento kuyabuya ndawonye futhi yikho lokho okukwenza khona ke kube luqobo lwento.
And if all the old things the Bible said in the Old Testament were shadows of the things to come,
futhi nga zonke izinto ezindala iBhayibheli lathi kuTestament elidala kwakulithunzi lezinto ezizayo.
Then therefore Christ was a shadow of things to come.
Khona ke uKristu wayelithunzi lezinto ezizayo.
So we can see by the Old Testament types where he chose to put his name and to for now.
Ngakho singabona ngemifanekiso yeTestament elidala lapho akhetha khona ukubeka ibizo lakhe futhi lokho okwakathesi.
Now as the shadow is a crosses the floor, I said, is a negative, being a type.
Manje, njengalokho, ithunzi eliyikho, lisabalala isibuya. Ngithe li-negative, lingumfanekiso.
So we, the worshippers, also can see the shadows of the Old Testament fading into the positive of the new.
Ngakho ke thina, abakhonzi, siyabona amathunzi eTestament elidala, echolobela phakathi koqobo.
Now, all the feasts, the holidays, all the tabernacle, all the wood, everything in the tabernacle, everything type Christ.
Manje, yonke imikhosi, amalanga angcwele, lonke itebhanekeli, zonke izigodo, yonke into etebhanekeli, yonke into yayifanekisa uKristu.
All the offerings, all the laws, everything was a type of Christ.
Yonke iminikelo, yonke imithetho, yonke into yayisemfanekisweni kaKristu.
We've been through it time after time here at the tabernacle.
Sedlule kukho isikhathi ngesikhathi lapha eTabernacle.
Then we see by these that every creed, church and denomination is left far behind.
Khona ke siyabona ngalezi ukuthi sonke isivumankolo ibandla lenhlanganiso yesonto kuthiwe khatshana ngemuva.
It's not even in the race at all.
Ngakukho ngitsho lasejahweni, ngitsho lakancane.
Every creed, every church, every denomination Amen. Is completely left out.
Sonke isivumankolo, lonke ibandla, yonke inhlanganiso yesonto kuthiwe phandle ngokupheleleyo.
There's no place for him at all.
Akula ndawo kubo la kancane.
Nothing is typed in the Old Testament or anywhere in the Bible of the church but the forced unity of Babel Tower.
Akula okufanekiswe ku Testament elidala kumbe lobangapi eBhayibhelini okwebandla kodwa ukumanyana ngokubanjwa ngamandla kompotsonga weBhayibheli.
That's the only thing that types the unity.
Iyo into kuphela efanekisa umanyano.
Because it was by Nimrod, a wicked man who went out and forced all the little countries to come into one place in this great tower.
Ngoba kwakungu Nimrod, indoda embi, owaphuma phandle futhi wabamba ngodlakela wonke amazwe amancinyane ukubuya endaweni eyodwa futhi lalulumpotshonga omkhulu.
It was a religious worship, of course, but not considered in the word of God.
Kwakuyikukhonza kwenkolo, yebo, sibili, kodwa kwakunganakwa elizwini likaNkulunkulu.
So there is where you see denominational religion type, the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament.
Yiko lapho obona khona inkolo yenhlanganiso yamasonto ifanekisiwe umpotshonga weBhayibheli kuTestamente elidala.
Which this religion was certainly a religion, but not the religion of the Word of God.
Okuyikuthi linkolo yayiyinkolo impela kodwa kungayisiyo inkolo yelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
God has not chosen to put his name in any denomination.
UNkulunkulu akakhethanga ukubeka ibizo lakhe kuloba yiphi inhlanganiso yesonto.
I want the scripture for it if it is.
Ngifuna umbhalo wakho nxa kuyikho.
I know they claim he has, but he hasn't.
Ngiyazi bathi ukwenzile kodwa akakwenzanga.
He cannot put his name in many places because he said he put his name in one place. And that one place.
Angeke abeke ibizo lakhe endaweni eziningi ngoba wathi wabeka ibizo lakhe endaweni eyodwa futhi leyo ndawo eyodwa.
Each one of our denominations won't say they are that place, but it's contrary.
Leyo nhlanganiso yesonto yethu ifuna ukuthi iyileyo ndawo kodwa kuphambeni.
But where did he put his name?
Kodwa kungaphi lapho abeka khona ibizo lakhe?
Now, and what is his name first?
Manje futhi yena ngubani ibizo lakhe kuqala?
We'll have to find what God's name is before we can find what it is he's putting in the place.
Kuzamele ibizo sifumane lokho ibizo likaNkulunkulu elihilo singakafumani ukuthi kungapi alibeka khona.
Now we find out that he had many titles.
Manje siyafumana ukuthi wayeleziqu eziningi.
He was called Father, which is a title.
Wayebizwa ngokuthi Baba, okuyisiqu.
And he was called Son, which is a title.
Futhi wabizwa ngokuthi Ndodana, okuyisiqu.
He was called Holy Ghost, which is a title.
Wabizwa ngokuthi Moya Ongcwele, okuyisiqu.
He's called Rose of Sharon, which is a title.
Wabizwa ngokuthi Luba laseSharon, okuyisiqu.
Lily the Valley, a title.
Mduze wesigodi, isiqu.
Morning Star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha.
Nkanyezi yokusa, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha.
Seven different compound redemptive names, but all of them were titles.
Ayisikhombisa ahlukeneyo, agoqelayo amabizo okuhlenga futhi wonke awo ayeyiziqu.
None of them were names.
Akula kuwo ayengamabizo.
But he has a name.
Kodwa ulebizo.
When he met Moses, he had not a name yet.
Lapho ehlangana lo Mose, wayengakabi lebizo.
And he told Moses, I am that I am.
Futhi watshela uMose, nginguye enginguye.
And when we see Jesus on earth speaking in Hebrews the 6th chapter.
Futhi lapho sibona uJesu emhlabeni ekhuluma kumaHebheru isahluko 6.
I beg your pardon, St. John the 6th chapter. He said, I am that I am.
Uxolo uJohane ongcwele isahluko 6. What? Nginguye enginguye.
They said, well, you're a man out over 50 years old and say that you've seen Abraham.
But ngani ungumuntu ongekho phezulu kwamachumi amahlanu ubudala futhi uthi ubone uAbrahama.
He said, before Abraham was, I am.
What engakabi khona uAbraham nginguye.
And I am was the one, the burning bush, the pillar of fire that was in the burning bush back in the days of Moses.
Foot, nginguye, wayenguye isihlahla esivuthayo, insika yomlilo, eyayisesihlahleni esivuthayo ensukwini zikaMose.
I am the I am.
U nginguye enginguye.
Now we find out that Jesus said also, I came in my Father's name, and you receive me not.
Foot, manje sithola ukuthi uJesu wathi futhi ngabuya ngebizo likaBaba wami futhi ngalingamkelanga.
Then the name of the Father must be Jesus.
Amen.
It's right.
Amen.
Khona ke ibizo likaBaba kumele libe nguJesu kunjalo.
The name of the Father is Jesus, because Jesus said, "Yo, I carry my Father's name."
Ibizo likaBaba nguJesu ngoba uJesu wacho njalo ngithwele ibizo likaBaba wami.
I come in my Father's name and you receive me not.
Ngibuya ebizweni likaBaba wami futhi ngalingamkeli.
Then his name was Jesus.
Khona ke ibizo lakhe lalinguJesu.
Gabriel called him Jesus, the prophets called him Jesus, and he was absolutely Jesus.
Futhi uGabriel wambiza Jesu, abaprofet bambiza uJesu.
Before his birth, even the holy prophet called his name Emmanuel, which is God with us.
Ngaphambi kokuzalwa kwakhe, lo mprofeti ongcwele wabiza ibizo lakhe Emmanuel, okuyikuthi uNkulunkulu ulathi.
And God was manifested in the flesh in order to take away the sin of the world.
Khona ke uNkulunkulu wabonakaliswa enyameni ukuze asuse isono somhlaba.
And in doing so, he was given the name of Jesus.
Futhi ekwenzeni njalo waphiwa ibizo lika Jesu.
So Jesus is the name.
Ngakho uJesu yilo ibizo.
And the name was placed in a man.
Futhi ibizo labekwa emuntwini.
Not a church.
Amen.
Not a denomination.
Amen.
Not a creed. But a man.
Hachi ibandla. Hachi inhlanganiso yesonto. Hachi sivumankulu. Kodwa umuntu.
He chose to place his name in Jesus Christ.
Wakhetha ukubeka ibizo lakhe kuJesu Kristu.
Now we find out that then he becomes the place of God's worship, where you worship him.
Manje siyathola ukuthi ke uba indawo kaNkulunkulu yokukhonzela lapha omkhonzela khona.
Ever before he was even born, his name was called Jesus.
Khona engakazalwa ibizo lakhe labizwa ngokuthi Jesu.
It was so important, it's given to his mother by the angel Gabriel, that his name would be called Jesus, Son of God, what he was.
Laliqakathekile kakhulu laphiwa kumama wakhe ingilosi uGabriel ukuthi ibizo lakhe lizabizwa Jesu, indodana kaNkulunkulu, lokho ayihikho.
There we have it then. This is it. Alone. It is for him alone.
Lapho silakho. Khona ke lokho yikho kuphela. Kuyikho kuye kuphela.
God's chosen place of worship.
Indawo ekhethwe nguNkulunkulu yokukhonzela.
God's place chose. God chose to meet man was not in a church, not in a denomination, not in a creed, but in Christ.
Indawo kaNkulunkulu ayikhethayo. UNkulunkulu wakhetha ukuhlangana lomuntu, hatshi ebandleni, hatshi enhlanganisweni yesonto, hatshi kusivumankulu, kodwa kuKristu.
That's the only place that God will meet a man and he can worship God is in Christ.
Hiyo indawo kuphela uNkulunkulu azahlangana lomuntu futhi engakhonza uNkulunkulu kuKristu.
That's the only place.
Hiyo indawo kuphela.
No matter if you're Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you might be.
Kungenani lokuthi ungumMethodist, Baptist, Katolika, Protestanti, loba yini ongaba yikho.
There's only one place that you can correctly worship God, that's in Christ.
kulendawo eyodwa kuphela ongakhonzela khona uNkulunkulu ngokuqondileyo lapho kukuKristu.
Romans 8:1 said there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
AbaseRoma 8:1 yathi akusela kulahlwa kubo labo abakuKristu uJesu labo abangahambi ngokwenyama kodwa ngokukamoya.
That's the gospel.
Hilo ivangeli.
We can differ upon creeds, we can differ upon man-made theories.
Singehlukana mayelana ngezivumankolo, singehlukana ngemiqondo enziwe ngabantu.
You can go to a Methodist church, you have to be a Methodist, a Baptist, a Catholic.
Ungahamba ebandleni le-Methodist, kufanele ube ngu-Methodist, umbaptist, umbaptist, umkatolika, umkatolika.
But when once you're baptized into Christ and become a member of His body, there's no differences.
Kodwa lapho usubhaphathiziwe kuKristu futhi waba lilunga lomzimba wakhe kakusela kwehlukana.
The middle walls of partition is torn down and you're free because you're in Christ Jesus.
Imiduli yaphakathi yokwahlukanisa isidilizelwe phansi futhi usukhululekile ngoba ukuKristu uJesu.
And you worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. When you are in Christ Jesus.
Futhi ukhonza uNkulunkulu ngomoya langeqiniso lapho ukuKristu Jesu.
It's God's plan for you to worship Him in Christ Jesus.
Kulicebo likaNkulunkulu ukuba umkhonze kuKristu Jesu.
Now, no church denomination can claim this. No one can claim that.
Manje akula bandla lenhlanganiso yesonto elingazitsho ukuthi lokho ngokwalo akula ongazitsho ukuthi ngokwakhe.
How dare you to make such claims?
Ulesibindi esinjani ukuthi ukutsho lokho?
To do such a thing would be an antichrist spirit.
Ukwenza into enjalo kungaba ngumoya womphiki uKristu.
Be taken away from Christ. To take from Him.
Kungaba yikuphungula kuKristu. Ukuphungula kuye.
You cannot do that.
Awungeke ukwenze lokho.
Christ is the only place that God meets the worshipers.
UKristu indawo kuphela uNkulunkulu ahlangana labakhonzayo.
They say today I've had people tell me a man called me not long ago in Beaumont, Texas.
But lamuhla sengibe labantu bengitshela indoda yangibiza kungasikude eBeaumont, Texas.
He said, Mr. Branham, if your name is not on our church book, you cannot go to heaven.
Wathi mnu Branham, nxa ibizo lakho lingekho ebhukwini lebandla lethu, awungeke uye ezulwini.
Would you ever think of that?
Ungakucabanga lokho.
Don't you believe such a thing as that?
Ungayikholwa into enjengaleyo.
They think you have to belong to that certain church or you cannot go to heaven. That's wrong.
Bacabanga ukuthi kumele ube ngowa lelo bandla elithile kungenjalo awungeke uhambe ezulwini kuyikuphambanisa.
To believe that is antichrist.
Ukukholwa lokho yibuphi kuKristu.
I say this, if you believe such a spirit, you're lost.
Ngiza kuthi lokho nxa ukholwa umoya onjalo ulahlekile.
That's a good sign you are lost because it's taken away from what God did.
Leso isibonakaliso esihle ulahlekile ngoba yikuphungula kulokho uNkulunkulu akwenzileyo.
God never put his name in any church.
UNkulunkulu akazi abeke ibizo lakhe kuloba yiliphi ibandla.
He put it in his son, Christ Jesus, when he and his son became one.
Walibeka endodaneni yakhe uKristu Jesu lapho yena lendodana yakhe besiba munye.
That's the genuine place of worship.
Iyo indawo eqotho yokukhonzela.
No other foundations is laid, no other rock.
Akula ezinye izisekelo ezabekwayo, akula elinye idwala.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds is sinking sand.
KuKristu idwala eliqinileyo ngiyama, yonke eminye imihlabathi lichebechebe elitshonayo.
The nominations will crumble and fall, nations will pass away, but He will remain forever.
Hallelujah.
Inhlanganiso zamasonto ziza kuhloka, futhi ziwe izizwe ziza kwedlula. Kodwa uza kuhlala ekhona nini lanini.
No other place that a man can find to worship God that God will speak back to him.
Amen.
No place but in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
akula enye indawo umuntu angayifumana ukukhonza uNkulunkulu ukuba uNkulunkulu angamphendula akula ndawo kodwa kuKristu uJesu.
That's the only place that God chose to put his name and the only place that he needs man to worship.
Hiyo indawo kuphela uNkulunkulu ayikhethayo ukubeka ibizo lakhe futhi indawo kuphela ahlangana khona lo muntu ukukhonza.
You're lost to believe anything else.
Ulahlekile ukukholwa okunye.
Notice all seven Jewish feasts was kept in the same place.
Nanzelela yonke imikhosi yesiJuda eyisikhombisa yayigcinwa endaweni yinye.
They never kept one feast here for the Methodists and one over here for the Baptists.
Abazange begcine umkhosi owodwa lapha owama-Methodist njalo omunye lapha owama-Baptist.
One over there for the Presbyterian, one back here for the Catholic, and one for the Protestant.
Omunye lapha owama-Presbyterian, omunye emuva lapha owama-Katolika njalo omunye wama-Protestanti.
All seven feasts was kept in the same place.
Yonke imikhosi eyisikhombisa yayigcinwa endaweni yinye.
It's a very beautiful type here.
Ngumfanekiso omuhle sibili lapha.
We just went through the seven church ages. Amen. Going to show that God keep all seven church ages in the word.
Sisanda kudlula nje izikhathi zebandla eziyisikhombisa. Sizatshengisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ugcina zonke izikhathi zebandla eziyisikhombisa elizwini.
For each church age produced a part of the word.
Ngoba isikhathi sebandla ngasinye saletha ingxenye yelizwi.
And whenever they produced it and they saw the light.
Foot loba nini bekuletha futhi babona ukukhanya.
Just like the people who first discovered to baptize in Jesus' name.
Njengabantu abaqala ukubona ukubhapathiza ebizweni lika Jesu.
What did they do? They made a denomination out of it and it died right there.
Kuyini abakwenzayo? Benza inhlanganiso yesonto ngakho futhi yafa khona lapho.
Then God moved right out into somebody else.
Kona ke uNkulunkulu wasuka wangena komunye umuntu.
He will not stay in one of those creeds and dogmas. He has nothing to do with it.
Gasoze ahlale kweinye yalezo zivumankolo lezifundiso akala lutho lokwenza ngakho.
There's nothing perverted about God.
Amen.
Akula okuphambukisiweyo ngoNkulunkulu.
God's word is holy, unadulterated.
Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lingcwele aliqutshaniswanga.
Christ is God's center spot of worship. He is God.
O Christ is God. Lesa pagati soku konzela sika nkulunkulu. Ungu nkulunkulu.
All seven feasts must be kept in this one place.
Yonke imikhosi eyisikhombisa kumele igcinwe kuyona leyo ndawo eyodwa.
You couldn't keep the feast in any other place, but them seven place, the seven feasts of the year must be kept in one place.
Wawungeke ugcine umkhosi kuloba yiphi indawo kodwa yona eyisikhombisa indawo imikhosi eyisikhombisa yomnyaka kumele igcinwe endaweni eyodwa.
Therefore the seven church ages had to come from the one single place.
Ngakho ke izikhathi zebandla eziyisikhombisa kwakumele zivele endaweni eyodwa.
That was Christ speaking in all seven church ages. Exactly right.
Kwakungu Kristu ekhuluma kuzo zonke izikhathi zebandla eziyisikhombisa kunjalo sibili.
Type of the seven church ages.
Umfanekiso wezikhathi zebandla eziyisikhombisa.
But they made denominations out of it. Now let's look at another type while we're along here. That's the type of the Passover foreshadowed Jesus.
Kodwa benza inhlanganiso zamasonto ngakho. Manje kasikhangeleni omunye umfanekiso sisase khona lapha yilo umfanekiso wePasika wawufanekisa ngaphambili uJesu.
We know to share the sacrifice of blood by death.
Siyananzelela lapha umhlatshelo wegazi ngokufa.
The sacrifice of blood was the place that foreshadowed Christ.
Umhlatshelo wegazi kwakuyindawo eyayifanekisa uKristu.
Could a denomination bleed?
Ingopa na inhlanganiso yesonto.
Could you think of a church bleeding? A denominational bleeding? Certainly not.
Ungacabanga ngebandla lisopha. Inhlanganiso yesonto isopha. Ngeqiniso kayingeke.
It taken blood to bleed from a life.
Wathatha igazi ukuthi lophe empilweni.
And the life Here Jesus comes in view by the Lamb.
Foot impilo. Lapha uJesu uyabonakala ngewundlu.
The Lamb was a type of Christ and foreshadowed Christ.
Iwundlu lalingumfanekiso kaKristu futhi lafanekisa ngaphambili uKristu.
Because he was the Lamb of God that John introduced that takes away the sin of the world.
Ngoba wayeliwundlu likaNkulunkulu uJohane alazisayo elisusa isono somhlaba.
We find Jesus coming into view here in Exodus the 12th chapter.
Siyabona uJesu esiza ebonakala lapha ku Exodus isahluko 12.
Notice it was the only place death could not strike.
Nanzelela kwakuyindawo kuphela lapho ukufa okwakungeke kutshaye khona.
When death was about to strike the land, there had to be a certain place.
Lapho ukufa sekuzachaya ilizwe kwakumele kube lendawo ethile.
All from under this die.
Bonke ababengekho ngaphansi kwalokho bafa.
Only one place.
Indawo eyodwa kuphela.
That didn't mean it was one house, but there was one place. That's where the lamb was killed.
Gates kwakungatsho ukuthi kwakuyindlu eyodwa kodwa kwakulendawo eyodwa yikho lapho okwakubulawa khona iwundlu.
Where the lamb's blood was, the death angel could not strike. Because it was the one place God had put his name.
Lapho okwakulegazi lewundlu khona, ingilosi yokufa yayingeke ichaye ngoba kwakuyindawo eyodwa uNkulunkulu afaka khona ibizo lakhe.
And that lamb was named back there in the beginning of the lamb.
Njalo lelo wundlu laqanjwa ngemuva khonale ekuqaleni iwundlu.
Notice it was in one place he could not strike.
Nanzelela kwakuyindawo eyodwa ayengeke achaye.
And now the same is today.
Futhi manje kuyafanana lamuhla.
There's only one place that spiritual death cannot strike. That's the word.
Amen. Kule ndawo eyodwa kuphela lapho ukufa kukamoya okungeke kutshaye khona leyo yilizwi.
Death can't strike the word because it's a living word of God.
Ukufa akungeke kutshaye ilizwi ngoba yilizwi likaNkulunkulu eliphilayo.
But when you put creeds with it, the word moves out to itself.
Kodwa nxa ufaka isivumankolo kanye lalo, ilizwi liyaphuma phandle lizimele.
It'll separate like water from oil. You cannot mix it together.
Liyazehlukanisa njengamanzi lamafutha, awungeke ukuhlanganise ndawonye.
Therefore, you see, when the creed comes into a denomination, they all go after the creed.
Ngakho ke uyabona lapho isivumankolo sibuya enhlanganisweni yesonto bonke balandela isivumankolo.
And the word dies out and goes on with somebody else and increases it more.
Futhi ilizwi bese lisifa futhi libe selihamba lomunye futhi lingezeleleke ngamandla.
Picks up a momentum as it goes from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and on out into the grain.
Lithatha isiqubu lapho lisuka ekulungisweni, ekungcwelisweni, ubhaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele, futhi liphuma, lisiba luhlamvu.
Do you see the path God has trod?
Yayibona indlela uNkulunkulu ahambe ngayo.
Bringing his name all the time right down the same way because he is the word.
Eletha ibizo lakhe isikhathi sonke khona phansi ngendlela efanayo ngoba uyilizwi.
Notice, it can't die. The word of life can't die.
Nanzelela. Alingeke life, ilizwi lokuphila, kalingeke life.
Notice how perfect now.
Nanzelela kuphelele okunganani manje.
The death angel was not forbidden to strike Egypt's great intellectual people.
Ingilozi yokufa yayingalelwanga ukuchaya abantu beJupiter abakhaliphileyo.
It wasn't forbidden to strike its sacred lands.
Yayingalelwanga ukuchaya amazwe ayo.
It's great buildings, it's pharaohs, or the priests of the land.
Izakhiwo zayo ezinkulu, o pharaoh bayo, kumbe abaprisiti belizwe.
The angel was not forbidden to strike.
Ingilosi yayingalelwanga ukuchaya.
He could strike any building, any place, anybody.
Yayingachaya loba yisiphi isakhiwo, loba yiphi indawo, loba ngubani.
But it could not strike where the lamb was.
God, yayingeke ichaye lapho iwundlu elalikhona.
Death cannot strike where this provided place of God is, and that is in the Lamb.
Ukufa akungeke kuchaye lapho lindawo ephiwe nguNkulunkulu ekhona futhi lapho kulo iwundlu.
Notice, not even once if he forbidden to strike Israel or its Hebrew priest and or any of their denominations.
Nanzelela futhi wayengalelwanga ukuchaya uIsrayeli kumbe abapriesti bayo besiHebheru futhi kumbe loba yiphi yezinhlanganiso zamasonto abo.
All must be in God's chosen provided place or destruct.
Gonke kwakumele kube sendaweni ephiwe nguNkulunkulu. Indawo ephiweyo kungenjalo ukufa kwakuchaya.
Church, wherever you are, what you belong to makes me no difference.
Bandla, loba lingapi, lapho ongena khona akungenzeli umehluko.
But there's one thing you must know. You've got to be in Christ or you're dead.
Amen.
Kodwa kulento eyodwa okumele ube yazi, kumele ube kuKristu kumbe usufile.
You can't live outside of him.
Awungeke uphile ngaphandle kwakhe.
Your church might be all right as a building. Your fellowship might be all right as man.
Ibandla lakho lingabe lilungile njengesakhiwo. Ubudlelwano bakho bungabe bulungile njengomuntu.
But when you deny the body, the blood, the word of Jesus Christ, you're dead the minute you do it.
Kodwa lapho ulandula umzimba, igazi, ilizwi lika Jesu Kristu, usufile ngomzuzu ukwenza.
God's chosen place of worship.
Indawo yokukhonzela ekhethwe nguNkulunkulu.
That's where his name is exactly.
Yikho lapho okulebizo lakhe khona kanye.
That's where he chose to put his name.
Yikho lapho akhetha khona ukubeka ibizo lakhe.
Not in the church, but in the Son, Jesus Christ.
Hatshi ebandleni, kodwa endodaneni uJesu Kristu.
Notice, safety line, only in the place of his choosing, in his Lamb, and in the name of the Lamb.
Nanzelela, ukulondeka, kwahlala kuphela, endaweni yokukhetha kwakhe, ewundlini lakhe, lasebizweni lewundlu.
Notice, it was a male lamb. A he, not a her.
Nanzelela, kwakungeli duna iwundlu, eliduna hatshi elisikazi.
Not a church, she, but his name, not her name.
Hatshi ibandla elisikazi, kodwa ibizo lakhe, hatshi ibizo lesikazi.
Where he was going to meet the people was not in her name, but in his name, him, the Lamb.
Lapho ayeza ukuhlangana khona labantu kwakungayisikho ebizweni leli sikazi kodwa ebizweni lakhe yena iwundlu.
Now we say the church, the great mighty church, she did this and she did that.
Kathesi sithi ibandla elikhulu, ibandla elilamandla lenza lokhu futhi lenza lokhu.
She's waved the storms. We picked up in population. We're great in numbers. We're a mighty church. She's a great thing.
Lidlule iziphepho. Sesandile ngobunengi. Sibanengi ngamanani. Silibandla elilamandla. Uyinto enkulu.
But God never said anything about a she. He said him.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu kazange atsho ulutho ngelisikazi. Wathi yena.
Him is a meeting place.
Amen.
The Lamb, not the church.
Yena indawo yokuhlanganela. Iwundlu, hatshi ibandla.
Not her name, but his name.
Hatshi ibizo lalo, kodwa ibizo lakhe.
He didn't put her name anywhere, he put his name in him.
Akazange abeke ibizo lalo loba ngapi. Wabeka ibizo lakhe ku ye.
That's why all we must do, or word or deed, we must do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hiko gonke, okumele sikwenze, kumbe ngelizwi, kumbe ngesenzo, kumbe sikwenze gonke ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
If we pray, we got to pray in the name of Jesus.
Nxa sikhuleka, kumele sikhuleke ngebizo lika Jesu.
If we ask petition, we've got to ask in Jesus' name.
Nxa sicela izikhalazo, kumele sicela ngebizo lika Jesu.
If we walk, we walk in Jesus' name.
Nxa sihamba, sihamba ngebizo lika Jesu.
If we talk in Jesus' name.
Nxa sikhuluma, sikhuluma ngebizo lika Jesu.
If we baptize, we've got to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nxa sipapatiza, kumele sipapatize ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
For all that we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ngoba konke esikwenza ngelizwi kumbe ngesenzo kwenze ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
A fellow said to me one time discussing that. He said, "Brother Branham, my wife, I don't."
Umfo wathi kimi ngesinye isikhathi sixoxe ngalokho. Wathi umfo wethu Branham, umngani kangi.
Said she, her name is such and such. She's a minister. Maybe sitting here now.
Wathi yena ibizo lakhe ngu sibani bani. Ungu Chumayeli engabe ehlezi lapha kathesi.
And he said, "My wife said she's got my name."
Futhi wathi umngani wathi ulebizo lami.
I'll just say Jones because it wasn't Jones.
Ngiza kuthi nje Jones ngoba kwakungayisuye uJones.
He said, "Now she don't have to get up in the morning, get the broom and say, 'Now I sweep the floor in the name of Jones.'"
Wathi kathesi akadingi ukuvuka ikuseni yonke athathe umthanyelo futhi athi kathesi ngithanyela phansi ngebizo lika Jones.
"And I wash the dishes in the name of Jones."
Futhi ngigezisa imiganu ngebizo lika Jones.
"And I patch the clothes in the name of Jones."
Futhi ngikampela isigqoko ngebizo lika Jones.
He said, "I don't think you have to call any name at all."
What? Angicabangi ukuthi kumele ubize loba ibizo la kancane.
I said, "I believe you do." Right.
Ngathi ngiyakholwa uyakwenza kunjalo.
And he said, "Well, why, she don't have to say it. Everything she does is in the name of Jones to begin with."
Futhi what? Aw, kungani? Akudingi ukuba akutsho yonke into ayenzayo ingebizo lika Jones kwasekuqaleni.
I said, "But you never walked down on the street and got her to say, 'Come on, Jones.'"
Ngathi kodwa kawuzange wehle ngesitalada wamfumana futhi wathi, "Woza Jones."
She had to become first by a ceremony.
Amen.
A marriage ceremony, Jones.
Wayemele abe kuqala ngomkhosi, umkhosi womshado, Jones.
If she didn't, you're living in adultery.
Amen.
Nxa engakwenzanga liphila ebufebeni.
And if you're baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ, it's an adultery baptism, which is not found in the Bible.
Futhi nxa wabhapathizwa ngenye indlela ngaphandle kwebizo lika Jesu Kristu, lubhapathizo lobufebe olungatholakaliyo eBhayibhelini.
Then what you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus.
Khona ke lokho okwenzayo ngelizwi kumbe ngesenzo kwenze konke ngebizo lika Jesu.
After that, what you do, but first you have to come in his name.
Ngemva kwalokho okwenzayo kodwa kuqala kumele ubuye ebizweni lakhe.
There's many fine women in this building tonight, fine loyal women, but there's one Miss William Branham.
Kulabafazi abaningi abalungileyo kulesi sakhiwo lobubusuku abahle abafazi abathembekileyo kodwa kulo yedwa unkosikazi William Branham.
She's the one who goes home with me. She's the one that's my wife.
Nguye ohamba nami ngekhaya. Nguye ongumkami.
There's fine people in the world, fine churches, but there's one Miss Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's who he's coming for.
Kulabantu abahle emhlabeni amabandla amahle kodwa kulo yedwa unkosikazi Jesu Kristu njalo nguye lo amlandayo.
That's where he's named.
Iko lapho okuhlezi khona ibizo lakhe.
That's where his worship is.
Amen.
And her alone. That is true.
Iko lapho ukukhonza kwakhe okukhona kuye futhi yena yedwa kuliqiniso.
Oh yes sir. We find that to be true.
Oh yebo mnumzana, sifumana lokho kuliqiniso.
Now that's why we all we do in word or deed, we do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kathesi yiso isizathu thina konke sikwenzayo ngelizwi kumbe ngesenzo sikwenza ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
There is not another name given under heaven for salvation but the name of Jesus Christ.
Akula elinye ibizo eliphiweyo phansi kwezulu elokusindisa kodwa ibizo lika Jesu Kristu.
Acts the second chapter says that, "For be it known unto you, there's not another name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ."
Imisebenzi sahluko 2 icho lokho ngakho akwaziwe kini akula elinye ibizo eliphiweyo phansi kwezulu lapho umuntu angasindiswa ngalo kuphela ibizo lika Jesu Kristu.
Amen. I hope you get.
Amen.
Amen. Ngithemba liyakubamba.
The name of Jesus Christ, every highest heaven is named him.
Ibizo lika Jesu Kristu konke izulu eliphezulu libizwa yena.
All the family in heaven is named Jesus, the Bible said.
Futhi yonke imuli ezulwini ibizwa Jesu, iBhayibheli lacho.
And all the family on earth is named Jesus.
Futhi yonke imuli emhlabeni ibizwa ngokuthi Jesu.
So that's God's chosen name and where he's put it.
Ngakho yilo ibizo elikhethwe nguNkulunkulu lalapho alibeke khona.
That's his place of worship. Is in Jesus Christ.
Hiyo indawo yakhe yokukhonzela iku Jesu Kristu.
Now, we know that to be so.
Manje siyakwazi lokho kunjalo.
No other place to worship but in him.
Akula enye indawo yokukhonzela kodwa kuye.
There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby they must be saved.
Akula elinye ibizo phansi kwezulu eliphiweyo ebantwini okumele basindiswe ngalo.
His is God's name of redemption.
Ulibizo likaNkulunkulu lokuhlengwa.
God has a name called Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord forgives all our sins.
UNkulunkulu ulebizo elithiwa Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, inkosi ithethelela zonke izono zakho.
Jehovah Rapha. The Lord heals all our diseases.
Jehovah Rapha. Inkosi isilisa yonke imikhuhlane yakho.
He had many titles, but he's got one name of redemption that belongs to the human race, and that is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wayelezihloko eziningi, kodwa ulebizo elilodwa lokuhlengwa elingelo sendo lwabantu futhi lelo libizo lika Jesu.
That's his name he chose to put.
Yilo ibizo lakhe akhetha ukubeka.
Where did he put it? He put it in Christ.
Walibeka ngapi lona? Walibeka kuKristu.
All other church names, creeds, titles is death to trust them.
Wonke amanye amabizo, amabandla, izivumankulu, izihloko, kuyikufa ukukuthemba.
You're trusting the Methodist Church to take you to heaven? You're lost.
Uthemba ibandla leMethodist ukuthi likuse ezulwini, ulahlekile.
If you're trusting the Pentecostal Church to take you to heaven, you're lost.
Nga uthemba amaPentecostal ibandla lamaPentecostal ukuthi likuse ezulwini ulahlekile.
In the Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Catholic, any other church.
Futhi le Baptist, le Lutheran, Presbyterian, Katolika loba liphi elinye ibandla.
You're trusting their name or their title or their creed, you are lost.
Uthemba ibizo labo kumbe isihloko sabo kumbe izivumankolo zabo ulahlekile.
Because you can't even worship until first you come into the place of worship. Amen.
Ngoba awungeke ukhonze uze uqale uze endaweni yokukhonzela. Amen.
That's the only place God meets the worshiper. Is a place he chose to put his name.
Yiyo indawo kuphela uNkulunkulu ahlangana khona lomkhonzi. Indawo akhetha ukubeka ibizo lakhe.
All others you trust in them, you'll die.
Wonke amanye ungathembela kuwo uzakufa.
He also, another shadow of Jesus here, I've got marked down the scripture.
Yena njalo elinye ithunzi lika Jesu lapha engilibhale phansi umbhalo.
Also he foreshadowed here, he must be without a blemish.
Njalo wafanekisa ngaphambili lapha kumele angabi lansolo.
The place he puts his name, this lamb must be without a blemish.
Indawo abeka ibizo lakhe iwundluleli kumele lingabe lensolo.
Now what denomination system can you pin this to?
Right.
Manje yipi inhlanganiso yesonto kumbe uhlelo ongabeka lokhu kulo?
What church?
Libandla bani?
Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever it is, what system denomination can you pin that to without a blemish on it?
Ikatolika, iProtestant, isiJuda, loba yini okuyikho, luhlelo bani, hlanganiso yesonto, ongabophela lokho kuyo, okungelansolo, kuyo.
It's all rejected and refused.
Kulahliwe konke futhi kwaliwa.
But there is a place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Kodwa kule ndawo. Hallelujah.
That place is in Jesus Christ.
Le ndawo iku Jesu Kristu.
There's not a blemish on him.
Akula nsolo kuye.
There's no fault in him.
Akula phutha kuye.
You cannot pin this.
Awungeke ukubophele lokhu.
All these people try to do so, say their church is without fault and all this.
Bonke abantu laba abazama ukwenza njalo, but ibandla labo alilaphutha futhi lakho konke lokhu.
It's filthy word breakers, lovers half dead in Laodicean creed, but it is not the truth.
Yikungcola abephuli belizwi abathandayo abafe okuyingxenye iLaodicea isivumankolo kodwa kayisilo qiniso.
But even Pilate himself, his enemy, said, I can find no fault in him.
Amen.
His own enemy testified there was no fault in him.
Kodwa lo Pilate ngokwakhe isitha sakhe sathi angifumani cala kuye. Isitha sakhe uqobo safakaza kwakungela cala kuye.
You can't pin any sin on him.
Awungeke ubophele loba siphi isono kuye.
He said to the priest of his days, which one of you can accuse me of sin?
Wathi kuba priest bensuku zakhe, kubani kini ongangibeka icala ngesono?
Who can show me that I'm a sinner?
Kubani ongangitshengisa ukuthi ngiyisoni?
Tell me one church that can say they never did you anything wrong.
Ngitshela ibandla elilodwa elingathi abakaze benze noma ulutho olubi.
Frankly, there's not a one of them hardly but what's murdered and done everything there is on the calendar to do hard.
Impela akula lelinye lawo ngisho kodwa babulala futhi benza into yonke ekhona ekhalendeni ukwenza phose.
Then still call himself, so it's not God's meeting place of worship in any creed or denomination.
Khona ke balokhu bezibiza ngakho kayisiyo indawo kaNkulunkulu yokuhlangana ukukhonzela kuloba yisiphi isivumankolo kumbe inhlanganiso yesonto.
My friends, I don't want to hurt feelings, but I'm responsible for a message.
Bangane bami, angifuni ukulithunuka imizwa, kodwa ngilomlando ngombiko.
And that message has come out of this mess.
Futhi umbiko yilo, phumani phakathi kwalinyakanyaka.
And if I ask you to come out, where am I going to take you to?
Futhi nxa ngilicela ukuba liphume phandle, ngiza kulihambisa ngapi?
When I take you to the Branham Tabernacle, it's as much fault as any of the rest of them.
Ngingakusa eBranham Tabernacle, liyasoleka njengawo wonke.
But there's one place I can take you to where you're safe and protected from death. That's in Jesus Christ. It's God's place of worship.
Kodwa kule ndawo eyodwa engingakusa kuyo lapho olondeke khona lokuvikeleka ekufeni kukuJesu Kristu. Indawo kaNkuluNkulu yokukhonzela.
That's the place I'm introducing to you tonight, where God put his name.
Yo indawo engiyazisayo kini lobu busuku lapho uNkuluNkulu abeka khona ibizo lakhe.
For he promised he'd meet every person that come in there, he'd worship with him and feast with him. That's in Christ.
Lapho athembisa wayeza kuhlangana lomuntu wonke ongena phakathi lapho. Uzakhonza laye futhi adle laye lapho kukuKristu.
Not in no church, no tabernacle, but in Christ he is God's tabernacle.
Hathi kuloba yiliphi ibandla akula tabernacle kodwa kuKristu uli tabernacle likaNkuluNkulu.
He is a place that God came into himself and dwelt in him.
Uyindawo lapho uNkulunkulu angena khona ngokwakhe futhi wahlala kuye.
This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
Lo uyindodana yami ethandekayo engithokoza ukuhlala kuye.
That's where God tabernacle brought his name and placed it up on Jesus Christ.
Yikho lapho uNkulunkulu ahlala khona waletha ibizo lakhe futhi walibeka phezulu kuka Jesu Kristu.
Therefore his name was put in a man, his son Jesus Christ, in which he tabernacled himself.
Ngakho ke ibizo lakhe labekwa endodeni indodana yakhe uJesu Kristu lapho wahlala khona ngokwakhe.
And in that tabernacle were in a type the old Jerusalem.
Futhi kulelo tabernacle lapho ngomfanekiso iJerusalema elidala.
The old feast The old temple was a type.
Imikhosi emidala, itempeli elidala, lalingumfanekiso.
When the smoke come in, the day that the ark went into the covenant and settled down, and the voice of God was heard from it.
Lapho intuthu ingena phakathi, usuku lapho umtshokotsho ungena phakathi wesivumelwano futhi wahlala phansi futhi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lazwakala liphuma kulo.
So did the voice of God be heard coming into the tabernacle, Jesus Christ.
Kanjalo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lezwakala lingena kuthebhanekeli uJesu Kristu.
Which the old natural was a type and a shadow of the new.
Kuyikuthi elidala okwemvelo lalingumfanekiso lethunzi lelitsha.
And when he came into Christ, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in."
Futhi lapho engena kuChrist, what? Lo yindodana yam ethandekayo, engithokoza ukuhlala kuyo.
And I'll choose the place where I'll put my name and where I will meet man and where I will worship at.
Futhi ngizakhetha indawo lapho engizabeka ibizo lami khona. Futhi lapho engizahlangana lomuntu, lalapho engizakhonzela khona.
God chose the place.
UNkulunkulu wakhetha indawo.
Not in no church denomination, but in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Ngathi ebandleni lenhlanganiso yesonto, kodwa kuJesu Kristu, yebo nomzana.
Must also be without a blemish, as I said.
Kumele futhi abe engelansolo, njengoba ngitshilo.
No denomination can claim that. They do their antichrist.
Akula nhlanganiso yesonto engazitsho ngalokho. Bangakwenza bangumphiku Kristu.
Now we find out here, notice his shadow again.
Manje siyathola lapha. Nanzelela ithunzi lakhe futhi.
The lamb is to be kept up.
Iwundlu lifanele ligcinwe.
Now this is found in Exodus 12, if you're marking it down. Exodus 12, 3 to 6.
Manje lokho kutholakala ku Exodus 12. Uma likubhala phansi u Exodus 12, 3 kusiya ku 6.
The lamb must be kept up 4 days to be tried, to see if it's worthy to go to the sacrifice yet.
Iwundlu kumele ligcinwe insuku ezine ukuhlolwa ukubona ukuba lifanele ukuya emhlatshelweni.
Must be examined over and over for 4 days to see if there's a blemish on it.
Kumele lithathwe lihlolwe njalo njalo okwensuku ezine ukubona ukuba kuloku solekayo kulo.
See if there's any sickness in it. See if there's anything wrong with the lamb.
Ukubona nxa kulomkhuhlane kulo. Ukubona nxa kulolutho olungalunganga ngewundlu.
It must be kept up 4 days.
Kumele ligcinwe okwensuku ezine.
Now I know somebody might thought that's a little bit killed on the 14th.
Manje nanzelele abanye benu lingabe lacabanga ukuthi kwakukuncinyane labulawa mhla wejumilani.
But you remember they took the lamb on the 10th day of the month and killed it on the 14th day of the month. See?
Kodwa liyakhumbula. Bathatha iwundlu osukwini lwejumi lwenyanga futhi balibulala ngosuku lwejumilani lwenyanga. Bona.
Which is kept up for 4 days.
Elaligcinwe okwensuku ezine.
Now, Jesus, God's name lamb, went into Jerusalem and never came out again until after his death, burial, and resurrection.
Manje, uJesu ibizo likaNkulunkulu. Iwundlu laya eJerusalema, futhi kazange aphume futhi kwaze kwaba ngemuva kokufa kwakhe, ukungcwatshwa lokuvuka.
He was kept up under critics for 4 days and 4 nights.
Wagcinwa phansi kwabacothozayo okwensuku ezine lobusuku obune.
How perfect that lamb was tied.
La fanekiswa kanjani ngokupheleleyo lelo wundlu.
Kept up for 4 days.
Lagcinwa okwensuku ezine.
That's when Pilate said, "I can find no fault in him."
Yikho lapho uPilate wathi angitholi cala kuye.
Another shadow of him. No bone could be broken in him, which is perfectly.
Elinye ithunzi lakhe akula thambo elalingephulwa kuye okwakuphelele.
When they couldn't, in killing the sacrifice, they couldn't break a bone. If it was, it was refused.
Lapho ababengeke ekubulaleni umhlatshelo babengelakwephula ithambo. Uba kwakunjalo wawusaliwa.
And they already drove the hammer back to break the bones in the legs of Christ when they said he's already dead.
futhi base bephakamise isando ukwaphula amathambo emilenzeni kaKristu lapho besithi usefile kudala.
They pierced his side and found blood and water.
Bagwaza uhlangothi lwakhe futhi bathola igazi lamanzi.
Notice again another great thing here. I won't skip it by because he was represented in the offerings, the meal offering.
Nanzelela futhi enye into enkulu lapho. Ngingeke ngikweqe ngoba wayefaniswa emnikelweni, umnikelo wempuphu.
I remember one time they had a school in the Bible called the School of the Prophets. And it was quite a school.
Ngiyakhumbula ngesinye isikhathi babelesikolo eBhayibhelini esibizwa ngokuthi isikolo sabaprofeti futhi kwakuyisikolo sibili.
And we find out that Elijah went up there to that school one day.
Futhi siyafumana ukuthi uElijah wenyukela kuleso sikolo ngolunye usuku.
They prayed him to leave, said, when you're around here, things are too straight. So they want him to get away.
Futhi bathi thina bamcela ukuthi asuke bathi lapho ukhona lapha izinto ziqonde kakhulu ngakho babefuna ukuthi asuke.
And they went out to get him a dinner, and a bunch of the priests went out, or the prophets, to get some peas to make a dinner for him.
Futhi baphuma ukuyamtholela ukudla futhi ixuku labapriest laphuma kumbe abaprofet ukuthola indumba ukumenzela ukudla.
And when they did, they gathered a great big apron full of them.
Futhi sebekwenzile babutha ezigcwala ifaskoti enkulu kakhulu.
And when they come back, it was wild gourds, which was poison, and they threw them into the pot.
Futhi lapho bephenduka kwakuzindumba zeganga zaziletshefu futhi baziphosela phakathi embizeni.
And the pots begin to boil.
Futhi imbiza zaqalisa ukubila.
And then somebody said, alas, there's death in the pot. Now we can't even eat.
Futhi bona omunye wathi, maye kulokufa embizeni, manje asikwanisi lokudla.
And Elijah said, bring me a handful of meal.
Futhi uElijah wathi, ngiletheleni impuphu egcwala isandla.
And he took the meal and threw it into the pot and said, eat, the pot's healed.
Futhi wathatha impuphu futhi wayiphosela phakathi embizeni futhi wathi, dlanini imbiza isiyelatshiwe.
The meal offering was Christ.
Umnikelo wempuphu kwakunguKristu.
Every burr had to be set the same, and every little piece of meal had to be ground the same for the meal offering.
Inhlamvana yonke yayifanele ibekwe okufanayo, futhi sonke isiqephu esincane sempuphu kwakufanele sigaywe okufanayo okomnikelo wempuphu.
Showing that he is the healer, he substitutes and takes away death and puts life for the two laws.
Kutshengisa ukuthi ungumsilisi uyafaka esikhundleni futhi asuse ukufa futhi afake ukuphila ngemithetho emibili.
Hallelujah, where death is one place, when Christ comes in, life comes in.
Amen. Hallelujah, lapho kulokufa khona indawo eyodwa, lapho uKristu engena phakathi ukuphila kuyangena.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ungofana izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
And where there was death, there became life because that Christ was brought in. The meal offering.
Futhi lapho okwakulokufa khona kwaba lokuphila ngoba ukuthi uKristu walethwa phakathi umnikelo wempuphu.
What a great lesson that these things would be if we take time to break them out.
Izifundo ezinkulu okunganani lezi izinto ezingaba yikho uba singathatha isikhathi ukuze sizehlukanise.
No, not one word of the shadows fail.
Manje nanzelela akula ngitsho ilizwi elilodwa lezithunzi elehlulekayo.
Not one word ever failed of the shadow. Everything typed perfectly.
Akula ilizwi elilodwa elake lehluleka elethunzi izinto zonke zafanekisa ngokupheleleyo.
He's God's chosen place of worship, and God's name is given to him.
Uyindawo kaNkulunkulu ekhethiweyo yokukhonzela, lebizo likaNkulunkulu liphiwe kuye.
He is God's place of worship, and God's name is given to him.
Uyindawo kaNkulunkulu yokukhonzela, lebizo likaNkulunkulu liphiwe kuye.
He is the Word of God, and He is the name of God. He's both the Word of God and the name of God. He was the Word made flesh. He was the Word of God, Lamb of God, name of God, and was God.
Amen.
That's what he was. The chosen and only place of worship to God. God refuses any other place besides in Jesus Christ.
Foot unkulunkulu uyala enye indawo ngaphandle kuJesu Kristu.
You cannot worship him anywhere.
Awungeke umkhonze kwenye indawo.
He said, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man.
What? Bangikhonza ngeze befundisa okwemfundiso imithetho yabantu.
The day we have creeds, dogmas, and everything, it teaches this is the way and that is the way.
Lamuhla silezivuma nkolo izifundiso ezingaguqukiyo lakho konke okufundisa leyi indlela laleyo indlela.
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to God except by me.
Futhi uJesu wathi, mina ngiyindlela, iqiniso lokuphila, futhi akula muntu ongeza kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle ngami.
In other words, I am the door to the sheepfold. All without are thieves.
Ngamanye amazwi, ngingumnyango wesibaya sezimvu, bonke abangaphandle ngamasela.
He is the only approach.
Unguye kuphela indlela yokuza ngayo.
He's the door, he's the way, the truth, the life.
Ungumnyango, uyindlela, iqiniso, ukuphila.
All that there is, the only entrance, the only place, the only worship, the only name.
Konke lokho okukhona, intuba kuphela, indawo kuphela, ukukhonza kuphela, ibizo kuphela.
Everything is tied to Jesus Christ.
Konke kubotshelwe kuJesu Kristu.
All the Old Testament is tied to him, the New Testament tied to him.
Lonke iTestament elidala libotshelwe kuye, iTestament elitsha libotshelwe kuye.
And the church today is tied to him by the word of his commandment.
Futhi ibandla lamuhla libotshelwe kuye ngelizwi lomlayo wakhe.
There's not another place or another name or anywhere where God ever promised to meet a man, only in Jesus Christ, his chosen place of worship.
Akula enye indawo, kumbe elinye ibizo, kumbe noma yipi indawo, lapho uNkulunkulu athembisa khona ukuhlangana lomuntu kuphela kuJesu Kristu, indawo yakhe ekhethiweyo yokukhonzela.
Notice, God has promised to meet his worshipers in only this one place.
Nanzelela, uNkulunkulu uthembise ukuhlangana labakhonzi bakhe kule indawo kuphela eyodwa.
And that is of his own choosing. Not of our choosing, not of our thinking, but of his thinking, his choosing.
Futhi leyo ikukhetha kwakhe uQobo, hatshi okokukhetha kwethu, hatshi okokucabanga kwethu, kodwa okokucabanga kwakhe, ukukhetha kwakhe.
And it would be the place where he put his name, where he chose.
Futhi kuza kuba indawo lapho abeka ibizo lakhe, lapho akhetha khona.
So we find out that we find where his name was, what he chose, by his own choosing.
Ngakho siyafumana ukuthi sifumana lapho ibizo lakhe elalikhona, akukhethayo ngokukhetha kwakhe uQobo.
Now that we have found the place he put his name, that is in Christ Jesus.
Manje khona sesithole indawo abeka ibizo lakhe kuyikuthi kuKristu Jesu.
And there is no other place or no other name. Are you satisfied of that? Say amen.
Futhi akula enye indawo loba akula elinye ibizo selisuthisekile ngalokho uthi amen.
Now the thing of it is, if we find where the place is.
Manje into yakho yikuthi nxa singathola lapho indawo ekhona.
The worship place is nowhere accepted, only in Christ.
Indawo yokukhonzela akula lapho eyamukelwa khona kuphela kuKristu.
You can repent. You can do that. But you're not worshiping yet. You're asking for pardon.
Ungaphenduka. Ungakwenza lokho. Kodwa awukakhonzi. Uyabe ucela uxolo.
Peter said on the day of Pentecost, when they seen them all speaking with tongues and great signs and wonders taking place.
Petro wathi ngosuku lePentecost lapho bebabona bonke bekhuluma ngendimi lezibonakaliso ezinkulu lezimangaliso zithatha indawo.
They begin to laugh. The church didn't say these men are full of new wine. They act like drunk people.
Baqala ukuhleka ibandla. Lakwenza futhi lathi amadoda la agcwele iwine elitsha. Benza njengabantu abadakiweyo.
Mary, the virgin, all of them was together, 120 of them.
Umaria intombi, bona ke babendawonye ikhulu lamachumi amabili abo.
And they were staggering like drunk men and speaking in tongues and carrying on.
Futhi babedayizela njengamadoda adakiweyo futhi bekhuluma ngendimi futhi bequba.
He said these men are full of new wine.
Bathi amadoda la agcwele iwine elitsha.
But Peter standing up said, "Men and brethren, these men are not full of new wine, for this is just the third hour of the day."
Kodwa uPetro esima wathi, "Madoda labazalwane, amadoda la abangagcwalanga iwine elitsha, ngoba leli lihola nje lesithathu losuku."
But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel.
Kodwa lokho yilokho okwakhulunywa ngakho ngumprofeti Joel.
"And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh."
Futhi kuyakuthi ngensuku zokucina, utsho uNkulunkulu, ngiza kuthulula umoya wami phezu kwenyama yonke.
"Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Upon my handmaids and maidservant will I pour out of my spirit."
Amadodana enu, la madodakazi azaprofeta, phezu kwezincekukazi zami, lezisebenzikazi, ngiza thulula umoya wami.
"I'll show signs in the heavens above and on earth, fire, pillars of fire, vapors of smoke."
Ngizatshengisa izibonakaliso emazulwini, phezulu lasemhlabeni, umlilo, izinsika zomlilo, intuthu ethunqayo.
"It shall come to pass before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Kuyakuthi lungakafiki usuku lwenkosi olukhulu lolwesabekayo ukuthi lo ozabiza ibizo lenkosi uzasindiswa.
"When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, 'Men and brethren, what can we do?'"
Lapho besizwa lokhu, bahlabeka enhlizweni zabo. Futhi bathi, "Madoda labazalwane, senze njani?"
Peter said, "Repent, every one of you.
Amen.
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins."
Petro wathi, "Phendukanini, ilo lalo wenu, futhi liphaphathizwe ebizweni likaJesu Kristu. Kukho ukuthethelelwa kwezono zenu."
"Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promises that all future generations."
Futhi lizakwamukela isipho sikaMoya Engcwele ngokuba isithembiso yikuthi izizukulwane zonke ezizayo.
Now we find that. Now we want to find how we get into him.
Manje siyakuthola lokho. Kathesi sifuna ukufumana ukuthi singena njani phakathi kwakhe.
How do we get into this place of worship?
Singena njani kule indawo yokukhonzela?
1 Corinthians 12 settles it.
Abase Korinto bokuqala 12 iyakuphetha.
For by one spirit.
Ngoba ngomoya munye.
Not by one church. Not by one creed.
Hathi ngebandla linye. Hathi ngesivuma nkolo sinye.
Not by one pastor. Not by one bishop.
Hathi ngomfundisi munye. Hathi ngombishop munye.
Not by one priest.
Hathi ngompriest munye.
But by one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, which is the body of Jesus Christ.
Kodwa ngomoya munye, ongcwele, sonke sibhaphathizwe emzimbeni munye, okungumzimba kaJesu Kristu.
And subject to every gift that lays in that body. Yes, sir.
Futhi siba phansi kwesipho sonke esikulo mzimba. Yebo nomzana.
No joining, no reciting of creeds, no pumping up, letting down, handshaking of the...
Akula kujoyina, akula kuphinda-phinda kwesivumankolo, akula kuqawulela phezulu, ukuqawulela phansi, ukuqawula isandla kumbe olunye ulutho.
But by birth we are baptized into the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Kodwa ngokuzalwa sibhaphathizwe emzimbeni kaJesu Kristu. Amen.
By one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Ngomoya munye ongcwele sipapathizelwe sonke emzimbeni munye.
And what is that body?
Futhi uyini lowo mzimba?
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God.
Ekuqaleni kwakukhona ilizwi. Lelizwi lalilonkulunkulu. Lelizwi lalingunkulunkulu.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Futhi ilizwi lenziwa laba inyama futhi lahlala phakathi kwethu.
How can we be in that body and deny one word of it? Or place it all somewhere else? That's not even in the body.
Singaba kanjani emzimbeni lo futhi silandule ilizwi elilodwa lakho kumbe ukubeka kude kwenye indawo leyo engekho ngitsho emzimbeni.
How can we ever do it?
Singakwenza kanjani lokho?
God's chosen place. Notice.
Indawo ekhethwe nguNkulunkulu. Nanzelela.
And when you are truly baptized into him, the true evidence is that you believe him the word.
Futhi lapho ubhapathizwe ngeqiniso kuye, ubufakazi beqiniso yikuthi uyamkholwa ilizwi.
How can you be a part of him? And then deny him.
Ungaba yingxenye yakhe njani? Futhi ke umlandule.
How can I deny my hand be my hand?
Ngingalandula kanjani isandla sami khona kuyisandla sami?
If I do this, something mentally wrong with me.
Nxa lapho uba ngingakwenza kuleyinye into ephambanisekileyo engqondweni ngami.
And how can I, if there's something mentally wrong with me, deny that's my hand, deny that's my foot?
Futhi, ngingakwenza njani, uba kulenye into ephambanisekileyo engqondweni ngami, ukulandula ukuthi, lesi isandla sami, ukulandula ukuthi, lo lunyawo lwami.
There's something spiritually wrong with the believer that denies any word that God ever said and promised.
Kulenye into ephambanisekileyo ngokomoya, ngekholwa, elilandula loba yiphi ilizwi uNkulunkulu ake walitsho lokuthembisa.
There's something spiritually wrong with that so-called believer.
Kulento ephambanisekileyo ngokukamoya ngalo obizwa ngokuthi likholwa.
You can't deny one letter of him because you have become a part of the same.
Awungeke ulandule ibala elilodwa ngaye ngoba usube yingxenye yokufanayo.
You are part of him because you're baptized into him.
Uyingxenye yakhe ngoba ubhapathizwe kuye.
By the Holy Spirit has brought you into the body of Jesus Christ.
Ngaye umoya ongcwele ukulethe emzimbeni ka Jesu Kristu.
What a beautiful thing.
Kwinto enhle kangakanani.
God had a certain place to meet. He met Abraham. And there Abraham worshiped with.
UNkulunkulu wayele ndawo ethile. Ahlangana lo Abraham, futhi lapho uAbraham wamkhunza.
All down through the Testament.
Gonke kusehla iTestamente.
And his promised word will be interpreted in you by him.
Futhi ilizwi lakhe elithenjisiweyo liza kucasiswa kuwe ngaye.
Did you get that?
Likutholile lokho na?
The word that he promised to fulfill in the day that you're living in.
Ilizwi alithembisa ukuligcwalisa osukwini ophila kulo.
You will be a written epistle of God, read of all men.
Uzakuba incwadi elotshiweyo kaNkulunkulu ebalwa ngabantu bonke.
Not what you claim, but what God does through you will speak out louder than anything you can claim.
Hatshi lokho okuthoyo, kodwa lokho uNkulunkulu akwenza ngawe. Kuza kukhulumela phezulu ukwedlula loba yini ongayitsho.
God said these signs shall follow them that believe. That speaks to you.
UNkulunkulu wathi, lezi izibonakaliso ziza kubalandela abakholwayo. Lokho kukhuluma ngawe.
He spoke of this age, what would be now?
Wakhuluma ngalesi isikhathi okuza kuba khona kathesi.
The believers of this age has to believe this, what he promised today.
Amakholo ales isikhathi kumele akholwe lokhu akuthembisa lamhlanje.
Just the same as they had to come into the ark to be saved, go out of Egypt to be saved.
Ngokufanayo nje njengokuba kwakumele bangene emkhunjini ukuze basindiswe. Baphume eGibhithe ukuze basindiswe.
They have to come into Christ to be saved now, into the word message.
Amen.
That he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Kumele bangene kuKristu. Ukuthi basindiswe manje embikweni welizwi ukuthi ungofana izolo lamuhla laninini.
How do you get into it? By baptism.
Ungena kanjani kukho? Go papatizo.
Baptism of what? Water by the Holy Ghost.
Upapatizo lwani? Amanzi ngomoya ongcwele.
One spirit, we're all baptized into this one body.
Umoya munye sipapatizwa sonke kulumzimba munye.
And his promised word.
Futhi ilizwi lakhe elathenjiswayo.
He will not, you won't have to interpret it. He will interpret it through you. What you are doing, what he promised to do.
Akasoze, awudingi ukulichasisa. Uzalichasisa ngawe, lokho okwenzayo, lokho athembisa ukukwenza.
The church that follows him will be so much like him until the people know.
Ibandla elimlandelayo lizabe linjengaye sibili abantu baze babekwazi.
Look at Peter and John when they was questioned about healing a man at the gate called Beautiful.
Kangela uPetro loJohane lapho bebuzwa ngokusilisa indoda esangeni elithiwa ubuhle.
They said they perceived those priests in that they were both ignorant and unlearned men.
But babona labo baprisita bakubona ukuthi babe konke amadoda angaziyo langafundanga.
But they take notice that they had been with Jesus.
Kodwa bananzelela ukuthi babe lo Jesu.
Because what? They were doing the things that he did.
Ngoba ini babe senza izinto ayezenza.
It must be about the Father's business. And today it must be the same.
Kumele abe semsebenzini kaBaba. Futhi lamuhla kufanele kube ngokufanayo.
Now remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Manje kumbula, ungokufanayo izolo lamuhla lanininini.
For God meets you in him, the only place there is.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu uhlangana lawe kuye indawo kuphela ekhona.
For that is where he has chosen to put his name. In Jesus.
Ngoba hikho lapho akhethe khona ukufaka ibizo lakhe kuJesu.
Jesus is the name of God.
Jesu libizo likaNkulunkulu.
Remember, Father, Son, Holy Ghost is titles to the name Jesus Christ.
Kumbula, uBaba, indodana, umoya ongcwele, izihloko ebizweni Jesu Kristu.
When Matthew said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Lapho uMateyu esithi, ngakho ke, hambani lifundise, izizwe zonke, libabhaphathize ebizweni likaBaba, lelendodana, lelomoya ongcwele.
How it's been misinterpreted and say, in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost.
Kucasiswe ngokungayisikho kanjani, lamhlanje, futhi bathi, ebizweni likaBaba, ibizo lendodana, ibizo lomoya ongcwele.
It's not even written.
Akubhalwanga lokubhalwa.
It's in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Kunge ebizweni ubunye likaBaba indodana umoya ongcwele.
Father's not a name, Son's not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name. It's a title.
Baba kayisilo bizo, ndodana kayisilo bizo, moya ongcwele kayisilo bizo, isihloko.
10 days later Peter stood up and said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Insuku ezilithumi sezedlulile uPetro wasukuma futhi wathi, pendukani ilola lo wenu futhi libhaphathizwe ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu.
Then he did what he told him not to do, he did what he told him to do.
Kona ke wenza nalokho amtshela khona ukuthi angakwenzi, wenza lokho amtshela khona ukuthi akwenze.
The name of the Father, Son and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ibizo lika Baba indodana lomoya ongcwele nguInkosi uJesu Kristu.
Every person in the New Testament was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wonke umuntu ku Testament elitsha wabhaphathizwa ebizweni lenkosi uJesu Kristu.
Not one person in the Bible was ever baptized in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Akula ngitsho lo muntu oyedwa eBhayibhelini owake wabhaphathizwa ngezihloko zikaBaba indodana lomoya ongcwele.
That never did come into existence until the Nicaea Creed was put on at Nicaea Rome.
Lokho akubanga khona kwaze kwaba isivumankolo seNicaea esabekwa eNicaea eRoma.
There was an order of the Catholic Church found vindicated the same thing in the Catechism.
Kwakuluhlelo lwebandla leKatolika olutholakala lwaqiniswa ukuba yinto efanayo kuKathekizi.
I've got it. It's right. Facts of our faith and so forth.
Ngilakho kunjalo amaqiniso okholo lwethu lokunjalo.
That it absolutely is a Roman Catholic creed.
Khona ngempela kuyisivuma nkolo seKatolika yeRoma.
They'll tell you it's not the Bible, but they say they have power to change them words if they wish to because of the Pope.
Baza kutshela ukuthi akukho eBhayibhelini kodwa bathi balamandla okuguqula lawo mazwi nxa befisa ukukwenza ngenxa kaPapa.
I'm different.
Ngiyehlukana.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesu Christ uyafana izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
And whosoever shall take one word out of this Bible said Jesus or put one word in it, his part will be taken from the book of life. Amen.
Futhi loba ngubani ozaphungula ilizwi elilodwa kuleli Bhayibheli watsho uJesu kumbe engeze ibala elilodwa kulo ingxenye yakhe izasuswa ebhukwini lokuphila.
One word, not a sentence or a paragraph, but a word.
Ilizwi elilodwa hatshi umutsho kumbe indima kodwa ilizwi.
Whosoever shall take one word.
Loba ngubani ozaphungula ilizwi elilodwa.
In the beginning, God fortified his people with his word.
Ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu waqinisa abantu bakhe ngelizwi lakhe.
One word misconstrued caused every death, every heartache, every sorrow.
Ilizwi elilodwa licasiswe ngokungayisikho labangela ukufa konke bonke ubuhlungu benhliziyo usizi lonke.
Eve, she never broke a sentence, she broke a word.
UEva ngephulanga umutsho wephula ilizwi.
When Jesus come in the middle of the book, that's the first of the book.
Lapho Jesu ebuya phakathi laphakathi kwebhuku lokho kwakuyikuqala kwebhuku.
When Jesus come in the middle of the book, what did he say?
Lapho uJesu ebuya phakathi laphakathi kwebhuku kuyini akuchoyo?
It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Kulotshiwe ukuthi umuntu akayikuphila ngesinkwa kuphela kodwa ngelizwi lonke eliphuma emlonyeni kaNkulunkulu.
In the last of the book, Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the 18th verse, the very last part of the Bible.
Ekugcineni kwebhuku, isambulo isahluko 22, indima 18, ingxenye yokugcina yeBhayibheli.
Jesus speaks himself, said, I testify that if any man shall take one word out of this book, or add one word to it, his part will be taken out of the book of life.
Jesu uyakhuluma ngokwakhe. Wathi ngiyafakaza ukuthi nxa loba nguphi umuntu ophungula ilizwi elilodwa kuleli ibhuku kumbe engezelele ibala elilodwa kilo isabelo sakhe sizasuswa ebhukwini lokuphila.
Because he's a false prophet. Amen. And has misconstrued the people.
Ngoba ungumprofeti wamanga futhi usephambukise abantu.
And their blood will be accounted to his hand of doing so.
Futhi legazi labo lizabalelwa esandleni sakhe ngokwenza njalo.
We must keep that one place of worship that is Jesus Christ the Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mele sigcine leyo ndawo eyodwa yokukhonzela enguJesu Kristu ilizwi ofana izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Kulungile.
Remember, there's no other meeting place to worship. Not a place. God chose it.
Kumbula. Akula enye indawo yokuhlangana ukukhonza. Akula ndawo uNkulunkulu wayikhetha.
John, way back yonder at the tie between the New and Old Testament.
UJohane khonale emuva ekuhlanganisweni phakathi kwelitsha lelidala iTestament.
Listen close now. Notice closely.
Lalelisani kathesi. Nanzelisisa.
John, that great eagle. Come flying from the wilderness one day.
UJohane leyo ngqungqulu enkulu weza ephapha evela enkangala ngolunye usuku.
His great wings spread. He lay down on the bank of the Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Impiko zakhe ezinkulu zicayekile wehlela phansi ekhunjini lweJordan.
A great eagle prophet that bridges the way between the Old and New Testament.
Umprofeti omkhulu oyingqungqulu owaba yibholoho phakathi kweTestament elidala lelitsha.
And he called him from right and left.
Futhi wababiza kusukela kwesokudla lesenxele.
He was calling a day of repentance.
Wayebiza usuku lokuphenduka.
Here come the Pharisees and Sadducees out.
lapho okwaphumela khona abafarisi labasadusi.
He said, don't begin to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you, God's able to these stones to our children, Abraham.
What lingaqali ukuthi lithi ngaphakathi kwenu silo Abraham ubaba wethu ngoba ngiyalitshela uNkulunkulu uyenelisa ngamatshe lawo ukuvusela uAbraham abantwana.
Oh my! When he began to throw his gospel out and saying, there stands one among you who you don't know.
Oh mina bo, lapho eqala ukuphosela ivangeli lakhe phandle futhi esithi ukhona oyedwa omi phakathi kwenu lo elingamaziyo.
I'm not yet identified him, but I'll know him when he comes.
Angikamkhombi ukuthi ungubani, kodwa ngiza kuba mazi lapho esiza.
I'm not worthy to lose his shoe, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Angifanele ukuthukulula isicathulo sakhe, kodwa uzalibhaphathiza ngomoya ongcwele langomlilo. Futhi isitsha sakhe sokwela sisesandleni sakhe. Uza kuthanyelisisa isibuya sakhe futhi uza kuthisa amakhoba ngomlilo ongacithekiyo.
That great gospel eagle sitting there as he crowed out his great threats.
Leyo ngqungqulu enkulu yevangeli ihlezi lapho, lapho ikhwaza ukusongela kwayo okukhulu.
Philip come out, or Herod, the emperor at that time, proclamator, married his brother's wife.
Futhi ingcekeza yaphuma, kumbe uHerod owayengumbusi ngaleso sikhathi, umemezeli wathatha umkamfowabo.
And could you imagine that big gospel eagle sitting there and holding his peace at that?
Futhi ungakucabanga ukuthi ingqungqulu enkulu yevangeli ihlezi lapho futhi ibambe ukuthula kwayo kulokho.
Some of them said, don't you preach on marriage and divorce now, John, because there sits Herod.
Abanye babo bathi ungachumayeli ngomshado lokwahlukana kaTest 1 ngoba lapho kuhlezi uHerod.
Walked right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have it. Right!
Weza phambi kobuso bakhe futhi wathi awuvunyelwa ukuthi umthathe kuqondile.
What he was it? He was that eagle from the wilderness.
In yena kwakuyikho wayeyileyo ngqulu evela enkangala.
He wasn't trained under man's scares and threats of some denomination, but he was trained under the power of Almighty God to know what would be done.
Wayengafundiswanga ngaphansi kokwesaba lokusongela komuntu kwayinye inhlanganiso yesonto, kodwa wayefundiswe ngaphansi kwamandla kaNkulunkulu uSomandla ukuba kwazi okwakuza kuba khona.
He knew the identification of the Messiah.
Wayesazi isaziso sika Mesiya ukuthi siyini.
Hallelujah! The word means praise our God. Don't get scared. I've never hurt nobody yet.
Hallelujah! Ilizwi litsho ukuthi dumisa uNkulunkulu wethu, lingesabi, angaze ngilibaze muntu lakathesi.
I'm not excited. I'm all right where I am.
Angithabanga ngedlulisa, ngiyazi lapho engikhona.
Oh, and I think of him, that big eagle flying out there and sitting down.
Oh, lapho ngicabanga ngaye leyo ngqulu enkulu iphapha lapho futhi ihlala phansi.
He said, I'll know him when he comes.
What ngiza kuba mazi lapho esiza.
One day he was standing there preaching, the priest was across the other side.
Ngolunye usuku wayemile lapho echumayela abapriesti babenganeno kolunye uhlangothi.
Said, you mean there come a time the daily sacrifice will be taken away?
But utsho ukuthi kuzakuza isikhathi lapho umhlatshelo wansuku zonke uzakususwa.
This great temple we built and all the work we put on this big denomination.
Leli itemple elikhulu esilakhileyo futhi lo msebenzi wonke esiwufakileyo thina inhlanganiso yesonto enkulu.
He said there'll come a time when all that'll be done away.
What kuza kufika isikhathi lapho konke lokho kuza kususwa.
It can't be your false prophet.
Akungeke kube njalo ungumprofeti wamanga.
And he looked around, he said, behold, there he is.
Futhi wathalaza wathi, khangelani nango yena lapho.
There's the God's chosen place of worship. There's the Lamb, the real Lamb that takes away the sin of the world.
Nanso indawo kaNkulunkulu ekhethiweyo yokukhonzela. Nanto iwundlu, iwundlu uqobo elisusa isono somhlaba.
He didn't say here comes the Methodist, here comes the Baptist or the Catholic.
Akachongo ukuthi nansi isiza iMethodist, nansi isiza iBaptist kumbe iKatolika.
He said there comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Wathi nanto lisiza iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa isono somhlaba.
The only safety zone there is in that Lamb of God.
Indawo eyodwa elonde gileyo ekhona phakathi kwalelo wundlu likaNkulunkulu.
In him alone is salvation.
Phakathi kwakhe kuphela kulosindiso.
Not in any church, any creed, any people.
Hatshi kwelinye ibandla isivumankolo siphi loba yibaphi abantu.
Any father, any mother, any holy man or nothing. Holy place.
Ubaba uphi, umama uphi, loba indoda engcwele kumbe ulutho indawo engcwele.
It's in the holy God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, where God placed his name on a human being for redemption, who paid the price for us sinners.
KuNkulunkulu ongcwele, iNkosi uJesu Kristu, lapho uNkulunkulu afaka khona ibizo lakhe emuntwini ukwenzela ukuhlengwa owasihlawulela inhlawulo thina izoni.
The only place that there is salvation.
Yiyo indawo kuphela okulensindiso.
That's the rock I stand on.
Yilo idwala engima kulo.
John identified him.
UJohn wamazi.
He said, I didn't know him when I saw him come walking up, but out there where I got my schooling.
What angimazanga lapho ngimbona esiza ehamba, kodwa phandle le lapho engathola khona imfundo yami.
Not in the seminary like his daddy did.
Hatshi eseminari njengalokho okwenziwa ngubaba wakhe.
Not as a priest trained, but in the wilderness.
Hatshi njengomprista ofundisiweyo kodwa enkangala.
Where was in the theological seminary of Almighty God.
Amen.
Waiting for God's word.
Lapho ayeseseminari yolwazi lwezenkolo kaNkulunkulu uSomandla elindele ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Not what some group of men had hatched up, but what God had said about it.
Hatshi lokho okwacacadwa liqembu labantu kodwa lokho uNkulunkulu ayekhulume ngakho.
And when John looked up and saw the Spirit coming, he said, I bear record, this is him.
Futhi lapho uJohane ekhangela phezulu futhi ebona umoya usiza wathi, ngiyafakaza lo nguye.
Oh my, there's your place of worship. Amen.
Oh minabo, nanso indawo yakho yokukhonzela.
There's your hiding place.
Nanso indawo yakho yokucatsha.
There's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Nanto iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa isono somhlaba.
Not no church, no creed or nothing else.
Amen.
Hatshi ibandla, hatshi sivumankolo, kumbe enye into.
But the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Kodwa iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa isono somhlaba.
See how John placed it? He didn't say you Pharisees is right, you Sadducees, Herodians.
Bona ukuba uJohn wakubeka kanjani. Kachongo ukuthi lina baFarisi liqondile, lina baSadusi maYerodi.
He said there's the Lamb.
What? Nanto iwundlu.
That's the place.
Hiyo indawo.
He's got the name.
Ulebizo.
He is the one.
Nguye yena.
Not another name under heaven.
Yathi elinye ibizo phansi kwezulu.
Watch what Jesus said about John now.
Khangela lokho okwathiwe nguJesu ngoJohane manje.
One day John sent to him to see what he's doing.
Kolunye usuku uJohane wathumela kuye ukubona lokho ayekwenza.
Jesus said of him, he was that great and shining light.
UJesu wathi ngaye, wayeyilokho kukhanya okukhulu okukhanyayo.
To show them the right path that they should follow before his advent, his first advent.
Ukubatshengisa indlela eqondileyo ababemele bayilandele ngaphambi kokufika kwakhe. Ukufika kwakhe kokuqala.
Listen close. Don't miss it.
Lalelisani lingakweqi.
Jesus said John was that light. Malachi 3. No mistake.
UJesu wathi uJohane wayilokho kukhanya. UMalachi 3 akula phutha.
The prophet with the great shining light identified Jesus as being the only one, the Lamb.
umprofeti lokukhanya okukhulu okukhazimulayo wazisa uJesu enguye yedwa iwundlu.
All other lambs and priests was talking about all them other things is foolish.
Wonke amanye amawundlu abapriesti ayekhuluma ngawo futhi lazo zonke ezinye izinto zaziyibula.
Here was the lamb, the man with the great shining light that Jesus said he was.
Nanti lapha iwundlu, indoda elokukhanya okukhulu okukhazimulayo lokhu Jesu acho ukuthi wayeyikho.
Malachi 3 said, I'll send my messenger before my face to prepare the way.
Amen.
Malachi 3 wathi ngizathumela isithunywa sami phambi kobuso bami ukulungiselela indlela.
And the one that was sent to prepare the way identified him the place.
Amen.
Futhi lo owathunywa ukulungiselela indlela wamazi indawo.
That's him. There's no mistake. That's him.
Amen.
Nguye lo akulaphutha. Nguye.
I see the sign following him. I know that that's him.
Ngiyabona isibonakaliso simlandela. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi lo nguye.
A light coming down from heaven and going upon him.
Ukukhanya kusehla kuvela ezulwini futhi kusiya phezu kwakhe.
He was positive that was him.
Kwakuqinisekile kwakunguye.
Now, my brother, I want to ask you something in closing.
Manje ke mfowethu ngifuna ukukubuza ulutho sengivala.
We might say this in Malachi 4. Aren't we also promised another eagle?
Amen.
Singacho lokho kuMalachi 4 asithenjiswanga yini enye ingqulu na?
A pillar of light to be following to show the erring church this day that he's Hebrews 13:8 the same yesterday, today and forever.
Insika yokukhanya ilandela ukutshengisa ibandla eliphambukayo lolu suku ukuthi unguma yeBheru 13:8 ofanayo izolo lamhla laninini.
Aren't we promised another to come flying from the wilderness?
Asithenjisanga enye into ezabuya iphapha ivele enkangala.
Amen. That's exactly the truth.
Amen. Lelo yilo kanye iqiniso.
How fitting and matching it is to Luke 17:30 where the Son of Man eagle will be revealing itself.
Ukwana kanjani lokungenelana lalokho okukuLuke 17:30. Lapho indodana yomuntu ingqunqulu izabe izembula.
To bring to naught all other worship places such as denominations and so forth.
Ukwenza ize zonke ezinye indawo zokukhonzela njengenhlanganiso zamasonto lokunjalo.
God chose his place.
UNkulunkulu wakhetha indawo yakhe.
John said there it is.
John wathi nanso yona lapho.
And then we're promised the same thing in this day, Malachi 4, to turn the hearts of the children back.
Futhi ke sithenjisiwe into efanayo kulolu suku, Malachi 4, ukubuyisela inhliziyo zabantwana.
To say that he's not dead, these things are not for another age.
Ukuthi akafanga lezi izinto ayisizo ezesinye isikhathi.
Baptism in Jesus' name was not for back there, but he's now the same.
Ubhaphathizo ebizweni likaJesu lwalungayisilo lwemuva ngale kodwa yena ungofanayo kathesi.
Amen.
Amen.
To bring to naught all other places of worship.
Ukwenza ize zonke ezinye indawo zokukhonzela.
That's what the last day eagle is to do, to show that all the rest of it is foolishness.
Yikho okuza kwenziwa ingqunqulu yosuku lokugcina. Ukutshengisa ukuthi konke okunye yibula.
The nomination is folly.
Inhlanganiso yesonto yibula.
But to part them again with the same sign that he did, that he's the same yesterday, today and forever. Hallelujah.
Kodwa ukuba khomba njalo ngesibonakaliso esifanayo asenzayo ukuthi ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini. Hallelujah.
Also in Revelation 4:7. We had four beasts that we just been through with.
Njalo kusambulo 4:7. Sasile zidalo ezine esisanda kudlula kuzo.
The first one was, we found out, was the lion.
Esokuqala sasiyilokho sathola ukuthi sasiyisilwane.
That was the first beast that went forth to meet the challenge of that day, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Sasiyisidalwa sokuqala esaphumayo ukuyahlangana lokuphikisa kwalolo suku isilwane sesizwe sikaJuda.
After him come the next beast.
Emva kwaso kweza isidalwa esilandelayo.
And we find out the next beast was an ox, which is a beast of burden, a sacrifice.
Futhi siyathola isidalo esilandelayo kwakuyinkabi okuyinyamazana yomthwalo umhlatshelo.
And the days of the Roman cathedral, the church died out, sacrifice.
Ensukwini zebandla leRoma ibandla lafa umhlatshelo.
The next come was a man, was a beast with the face of a man.
Esilandelayo sabuya sasingumuntu kwakuyisidalwa esilobuso bomuntu.
And that man was a reformer's man's education, theology, and so forth.
Foot lo muntu kwakungabaguquli imfundo yomuntu ulwazi lwezenkolo lokunjalo.
But the last beast that was to fly, the last beast that was to come, the Bible said it was a flying eagle.
Amen.
Kodwa isidalwa sokugcina esasiza kuphapha, isidalwa sokugcina esasiza kuza, iBhayibheli lathi kwakuyinqunqulu ephaphayo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said, in this day it shall be light.
Futhi umprofeti wathi kulolu suku kuza kuba lokukhanya.
Oh my, in that day there will be light.
Oh mina bo ngalolo suku kuza kuba lokukhanya.
There's been a day of reformers. There's been a day that's just a shadow. Can't call day or night.
Kube losuku lwabaguquli, kube losuku olube lithunzi nje. Ungeke ulibize usithi imini kumbe ubusuku.
But in the evening time, in the eagle time,
kodwa ngesikhathi santambama, ngesikhathi senqunqulu,
it shall be light about eagle time.
Kuza kuba ikukhanya ngesikhathi senqunqulu.
The path of glory you will surely find.
Indlela enkazimulweni lizayifumana sibili.
In the waterway is a light today buried in the precious name of Jesus.
Endleleni yamanzi ikukhanya lamuhla uncwatshiwe ebizweni eliligugu likaJesu.
Young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely baptize you in.
Abatsha labadala, phendukani ezonweni zenu zonke. Umoya ongcwele ngeqiniso uzalibhaphathizela phakathi.
For the evening lights have come, it is a fact that God and Christ are one.
Ngoba ukukhanya kwantambama sokubuyile kuliqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo Kristu bamunye.
Amen. It shall be light about the evening time.
Amen. Kuza kuba ikukhanya phose ngesikhathi santambama.
God's only chosen place to worship.
Indawo kaNkulunkulu eyokukhonzela kuphela ekhethiweyo.
Oh, what's this message come to? What's he going to do?
Oh, kuyini lumbiko okulandileyo? Kuyini aza kwenza?
And in his day it shall be light at the evening time. And what? To welcome his children back home to the true promised land.
Futhi ngosuku lwakhe kuzaba lokukhanya esikhathini santambama. Futhi ini? Ukwamukela abantwana bakhe ekhaya elizweni leqiniso lesithembiso.
By the same sign of the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness.
Ngesibonakaliso esifanayo sensika yomlilo eyakhokhela abantwana bako-Israyeli bedlula enkangala.
God's chosen place to worship. Jesus Christ.
Indawo kaNkulunkulu ekhethiweyo eyokukhonzela uJesu Kristu.
That's the only place there is.
Yiyo yodwa indawo ekhona.
That's the only name God has for salvation.
Yilo lodwa ibizo uNkulunkulu alalo lensindiso.
That's what his name, the fame in heaven, what it's on earth, is Jesus Christ.
Yikho akuthe imuli ezulwini lapho isemhlabeni kuJesu Kristu.
Oh church, oh people, sinner friend, don't trust in nothing else but Jesus Christ.
Oh bandla, oh bantu, ngane oyisoni ungathembi olunye ulutho kodwa uJesu Kristu.
Don't trust in any preacher.
Ungathembi loba nguphi umchumayeli.
Don't trust in anybody else to save you.
Ungathembi kuloba nguphi umuntu ukuthi akusindise.
Trust not in any church, any creed, any denomination.
Ungathembi kuloba yiliphi ibandla, siphi isivumankolo, iphi inhlanganiso yesonto.
Trust only in Jesus Christ, for he is the light of the hour.
Themba kuphela kuJesu Kristu ngoba uyikukhanya kwehola.
Let us bow our heads.
Asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu.
It shall be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find in the waterway is the light today, buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening lights have come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister, if you haven't repented yet, if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, would you make that start tonight?
Oh, mfowethu, tatewethu, nga uloke, ungaga pendugi, nga ungaga papatizwa, ebizwe lika Jesu Kristu, ungenza leso sikalo lobu psugu.
Would you give God the opportunity to welcome you into the place where you can worship Him?
Ungapa unkulunkulu ituba, logu kwamkela endaweni lapho ongamkhonza khona.
Remember, outside of there, there is no place that God promised to meet you and welcome your worship.
Kumbula ngaphandle kwalapho akula ndawo lapho uNkulunkulu athembisa ukuhlangana lawo khona futhi amkele ukukhonza kwakho.
You say, Brother Branham, I worship just as sincere, so did Cain.
Uthi mfowethu Branham, ngikhonza njengiqinisekile. Ngokunjalo wenza uKhayini.
He made every kind of an offering that Abel did, but it was a wrong offering.
Wenza lonke uhlobo lomnikelo uAbel alwenzayo, kodwa kwakungumnikelo ongayisiwo.
You might go to church and pay your tithes and do your duty as a Christian ought to, just as sincere as any man or woman.
Ungahamba esontweni futhi ubhadale okwejumi kwakho, wenze umlando wakho njengalokho umKristu akufaneleyo. Uqinisekile nje njenge yipi indoda kumbe umfazi.
I stood here now for some 30 years around the city here and screamed the same message.
Ngime lapha manje okweminyaka engaba ngamachumi amathathu edolobheni lapha futhi ngamemeza lumbiko ofanayo.
I'm getting old. I can't be with you too much longer.
Sengisiba mdala angeke ngibe lani okwesikhathi eside.
But remember, in the day of judgment, my voice is recorded. They'll speak out against you.
Kodwa kumbulani osukwini lokwahlulelwa, izwi lami lirekodiwe futhi lizakhuluma liphikisana lawe.
There's only one place that God puts His name, and that's not in a church, but in Jesus.
Kule ndawo eyodwa leyo uNkulunkulu abeka ibizo lakhe khona futhi akusikho ebandleni kodwa kuJesu.
There's only one place of worship, only one place that you are received, and that is in the beloved, Jesus Christ.
Kule ndawo eyodwa yokukhonzela kuphela, indawo eyodwa kuphela eyokwemukela khona futhi leyo ikothandekayo uJesu Kristu.
There's not another name under heaven given among man whereby be saved.
Akula elinye ibizo phansi kwezulu eliphiweyo phakathi kwabantu lelo elingasindiswa ngalo.
No church, no creed, no nothing. Jesus Christ.
Akula bandla, akula sivuma nkolo, akula lutho, uJesu Kristu.
And that's supposed to be the message of the hour, to restore back the hearts of the children back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Futhi lokhu kufanele kube ngumbiko wehola, ukubuyisela inhliziyo zabantwana zibuyele ekholweni olwake lwanikwa kwabangcwele.
Won't you accept it tonight?
Awungeke ukwamkele lokho lobu busuku.
And while we have our heads bound, and those would like to be remembered in prayer, would you just raise your hands?
Futhi lapho sisela makhanda ethu ekhotheme, futhi labo abazathanda ukukhunjulwa emkhulekweni lingaphakamisa izandla zenu.
We can't make an altar call because it's just too many.
Singeke senze ubizo lwelathi ngoba banengi kakhulu.
God bless you. On my left, I guess it's 300.
UNkulunkulu albusise mina bo kwesenxele sami ngiyathemba kulamakhulu amathathu.
Now to my right, would you raise your hand and say, I want to be remembered?
Manje kwesokudla sami lingaphakamisa izandla zenu lithi ngifuna ukukhunjulwa.
I guess he's 150 or more on my right.
Ngithemba kule khulu lamachumi amahlanu kumbe abedlulayo kwesokudla sami.
We have a tabernacle down here with a big pool of water.
Silethe banekeli phansi lapha elilecibi elikhulu lamanzi.
Pastor Fine, Pastor Brother Armin Neville,
associates, these men around here that you see and meet.
Umalusi, umalusi, omuhle umfowethu oma Neville. Esisebenza kanye lawo, amadoda lawo ala eliwabonayo. Leli hlangana lawo.
Every day, every night, every hour, people that wants to be baptized, that's repented, it's always waiting.
Zonke insuku, bonke ubusuku, lonke ihola, abantu abafuna ukubhapathizwa, abaphendukileyo, uhlezi kulindelwe.
And if you obey that commandment, you are sure by a promise of God, if you're sincere in your heart, to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Futhi nxa ulalela umlayo lo, uqinisekile ngesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu. Nxa uqinisekile enhlizweni yakho ukwamukela ubhapathizo lukaMoya Ongcwele.
There's only one place of worship.
Kule ndawo eyodwa kuphela yokukhonzela.
Now that isn't in the tabernacle. That's in Christ.
Manje le ayikho ethebanekeli ekuKristu.
How do we get into him?
Singena njani kuye?
By one spirit we're all baptized into this one body.
Ngomoya munye. Sonke sibhapathizelwa kulumzimba munye.
Let us pray.
Ngasikhulekeni.
Dear God, as these hands went up, they signified what was beneath that hand in the heart.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, lapho izandla lezi ziphakamile, zibonakalise lokho okwakuphansi kwesandla leso enhlizweni.
A conviction that they are sure they need help from you.
Isiqiniseko sokuthi baqinisile ukuthi bafuna usizo oluvela kuwe.
I pray for each of them, Father.
Ngiyakhulekela munye lamunye wabo, Baba.
I'm going to quote your word.
Futhi ngiza kucaphuna ilizwi lakho.
You said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come to the judgment but pass from death unto life."
Wathi lo ozwa ilizwi lami futhi akholwe kuye lo ongithumileyo ulokuphila okungapheliyo futhi akayi kubuya ekwahlulelweni kodwa usedlule ekufeni wangena ekuphileni.
Father, just being gone from the city a few weeks, come back. Asked about this one. Why, they're gone.
Baba, lapho nje ngiphumile edolobheni amaviki amalutshwane ngaphenduka ngabuza mayelana ngalo ngani sebehambile.
Oh, what about they're gone?
Awu, mayelana sebehambile.
Dear God, one by one we are called.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, ngamunye ngamunye siyabizwa.
One by one we have to meet the challenge to walk down through the valley of the shadow of death.
Munye ngamunye kumele sihlangane lokugolombwa kokudlula esigodini sethunzi lokufa.
And it's due to every one of us as mortals.
Futhi kusilindele ngamunye wethu sonke njengabafayo.
But tonight you have offered us your petition that if we would believe on him and be baptized in his name, that you would take us in.
Kodwa lobu busuku usiphile ukunxusa kwakho ukuthi nxa singakholwa kuye futhi sibhapathizwe ebizweni lakhe ukuthi uzasingenisa phakathi.
And then in this body, the body of Christ, not in the church.
Futhi ke kulumzimba umzimba kaKristu hatshi ebandleni.
But in the body of Christ, that body has already been judged. It will not have to come to judgment.
Kodwa emzimbeni kaKristu, lowo mzimba usuvele wehlulelwa. Awudingi ukuthi ubuye ekwahlulelweni.
God poured out his wrath upon that body, and that body is free from sin.
Oh, Nkulunkulu wathulula ulaka lwakhe phezu komzimba lowo. Futhi lowo mzimba ukhululekile esonweni.
And being in him puts us free from sin by his atonement that died for us.
Futhi sikuye kuyasenza sikhululeke esonweni ngenhlawulo yakhe ukuthi wasifela.
And in there we have fellowship with one another while the blood of Jesus Christ God's Son keeps us clean from all sin and defilement.
Futhi phakathi lapho silobudlelwano munye lamunye lapho igazi lika Jesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu lisigcina sihlanzekile esonweni sonke futhi lokungcola.
Father God, I pray that you'll take each of them into your kingdom. Grant it, God.
Baba Nkulunkulu, ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uthathe omunye lamunye embusweni wakho siphe khona Nkulunkulu.
May there not be one of them lost.
Makungabi lo yedwa wabo olahlekayo.
May there be not a boy or girl, man or woman.
Makungabi lo mfana kumbe inkazana, indoda kumbe umfazi.
Lord, some of my own people sitting here tonight that's out from under that blood.
Nkosi, abanye babantu bami uqobo bahlezi lapha lobu busuku abangekho phansi kwalelo gazi.
How well I can remember my daddy's words.
Ngikhumbula kakuhle amazwi kababami.
And I pray, dear God, that none of them will be lost.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu othandekayo ukuthi kungabi lamunye wabo olahlekayo.
Grant it, Lord. I'm believing you now with all that I have to believe with.
Siphe khona Nkosi. Ngiyakukholwa wena kathesi ngakho konke engingakukholwa ngakho.
Move upon my brothers, sisters, my friends here in this place tonight. Out yonder by the phone.
Hamba phezu kwabafo wethu. Oh tate wethu. Abangane bami lapha endaweni leyi lobu busuku futhi laphandle laphayana ngefoni.
Several different states listening in all the way from the east coast to the west.
Izizwe eziningi ezijiyeneyo ezilaleleyo yonke indlela kusukela ekhunjini lwasempumalanga kusiya entshonalanga.
I pray, dear God, way down across the desert there in Tucson.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu othandekayo phetsheya kwezinkangala lapho eTucson.
Way over in California, up in Nevada and Idaho.
Konale phetsheya eCalifornia, phezulu eNevada, lase Idaho.
Way over in the east and around, down in Texas.
Konale phetsheya eMpumalanga, lase kujikelezeni phansi eTexas.
While this invitation is given, people sitting in little churches, filling stations, homes, listening in.
Lapho ukunxusa lokho kuphiwa abantu behlezi emabandleni amancane ezitishini zepetrol ezindlini belalele.
Oh God, may that lost man or woman, boy or girl at this hour come to thee.
Oh Nkulunkulu, makuthi leyo ndoda elahlekileyo kumbe umfazi umfana kumbe inkazana ngaleli hola aze kuwe.
Granted, just now.
Siphe nje kathesi.
We asked it in Jesus' name that they'll find this safety place while it is time.
Siyakucela ebizweni likaJesu ukuthi bafumanise le indawo yokulondolozeka kusase isikhathi.
We see the handwriting on the wall, the earth getting nervous. The time of deliverance is at hand.
Lapho sibona umbhalo wesandla emdulwini umhlaba usu azela isikhathi sokukhululwa sesifikile.
Part of our nation sinking.
Ingxenye yelizwe lethu iyachona.
The other part rolling and bursting with earthquakes as Jesus promised would be.
Enye ingxenye iyagiqika futhi iyaqekezeka ngokuzamazama komhlaba njengalokhu uJesu wathembisa kuza kuba njalo.
Let it not be too long for them, Lord. May they accept it now.
Makungabi isikhathi eside kubo Nkosi. Maba kwamkele khona kathesi.
Or we present them to you as trophies of the meeting of the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ngoba sibanikeza kuwe njengemiklomelo yomhlangano yevangeli ebizweni likaJesu. Amen.
You believe him?
Amen.
God bless you.
Ngiyamkholwa na uNkulunkulu alibusise.
How many believe that's the truth to my left? Raise your hand.
Bangaki abakholwa ukuthi lelo liqiniso kweso kunene sami. Phakamisa isandla sakho.
How many to the right? Raise your hand.
Bangaki kweso kudla. Phakamisa isandla sakho.
God bless you as far as I see everyone.
uNkulunkulu alibusise. Ngokubona kwami ngumuntu wonke.
That's truth, friends. God knows that's true.
Kuliqiniso lokho bangani. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi kuliqiniso.
Now, while in him, being in him, you have access to everything he died for.
Manje lapho ukuye futhi ngokuba kuye uloku ufinyelela entweni yonke ayifelayo.
And what did he die for?
Futhi kuyina kufelayo.
He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity.
Walinyazelwa impambeko zethu, wacobozelwa ububi bethu.
The chastisement of our peace was up on him, and with his stripes we were healed.
Isijeziso sokuthula kwethu sasiphezu kwakhe, futhi ngamanxeba akhe sasiliswa.
Do you believe that?
Liyakukholwa lokho?
You believe in his atonement for healing now?
Liyakholwa inhlawulo yakhe yokusiliswa kathesi?
Is there any sick among us? Let them raise their hands, right or left.
Bakhona abagulayo phakathi kwethu. Mabaphakamise izandla zabo. Kwesokhohlo kumbe kwesokunene.
Great crowds of sickness. I can't call the line. You see, I can't come up on the platform. There's no way of doing it.
Amaxuku amakhulu omkhuhlane. Angeke ngibizele umzila. Liyabona. Angizange lingeke libuye phezulu ku platform. Akula ndlela yokukwenza.
They're having prayer meetings out in the other places for the sick in the churches and things. Down the tabernacle.
Bale mihlangano yokukhulekela phandle kwezinye indawo. Kwabagulayo emabandleni lezinto phansi eTabernacle.
I'm going to ask you something. How many believers is there? Raise your hand. All right?
Ngizalibuza enye into. Mangaki amakholwa la? Phakamisa isandla sakho kulungile.
I'm going to quote to you the word which is Christ.
Ngizalicaphunela ilizwi elinguKristu.
Jesus' last commission to the world and to the church rather. He said this.
Isilayezo sika Jesu esokucina emhlabeni futhi lasebandleni bengitsho. Wathi lokho.
These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick they shall recover.
Lezi izibonakaliso zizabalandela abakholwayo. Nxa bebeka izandla zabo kulabo abagulayo bazasila.
How many knows that's true? Mark 16, say amen.
Bangaki abakwaziyo ukuthi lokho liqiniso. Umakho 16, wothini amen.
All right, I'm asking you as a believer to lay hands on somebody in front of you.
Kulungile. Ngiyakucela njengekholwa ukuthi ubeke izandla phezulu komunye umuntu ophambi kwakho.
Just lay your hands over on somebody in front of you and let's each one pray a prayer for each other now.
Beka nje izandla zakho phezulu komunye umuntu ophambi kwakho futhi makuthi sonke sikhulekelane ilo lalo gathesi.
Put your hands over on somebody around you.
Beka izandla zakho phezulu komuntu oseduze lawo.
Lord, here before me is a box of handkerchiefs, little pieces of goods.
Nkosi, lapha phambi kwami libhokisi lamahenki, iziqa ezincinyane zempahla.
Some old mother laying somewhere dying, a baby near death, sick people everywhere.
Omunye umama omdala elele kwenye indawo esifa, ingane eseduzane lokufa, abantu abagulayo yonke indawo.
We read in the Bible that they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons.
Safunda eBhayibhelini ukuthi bathatha emzimbeni kaPaul amahenki lamafasikoti.
And they were placed upon the sick, and evil spirits and unclean spirits and sicknesses and diseases departed from the people.
Futhi kwabekwa phezu kwabagulayo futhi imimoya emibi lemimoya engcolileyo lemikhuhlane lezifo kwasuka ebantwini.
Now, Lord, we know we're not St. Paul, but we know that you still remain Jesus, the only God-provided place of worship.
Manje Nkosi, siyakwazi asisuye uPaul ongcwele, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi ulokhu usenguJesu indawo kuphela ephiweyo kaNkulunkulu yokukhonzela.
And now today these people have confessed their same faith as believing like those people did.
Futhi kathesi lamuhla. Abantu laba sebevume ukholo lwabo olufanayo njengabakholwayo lokho labo bantu abakwenzayo.
Surely you have made a way for them.
ngeqiniso usubenzele indlela.
And I put my hands upon these handkerchiefs and ask that the diseases and afflictions leave the bodies of the people these will be laid on in the name of Jesus Christ.
Futhi ngiyabeka izandla zami phezu kwamahenki lawo futhi ngicela ukuthi izifo lokuhlupheka kuchiye imizimba yabantu laba ezizabekwa phezu kwabo ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu.
Now we are taught that as Israel was coming out of Egypt in the line of duty.
Manje siyafundiswa ukuthi njongo Israyeli ephuma eGipite emzileni womsebenzi.
They were on the road to the promised land. The Red Sea got in their way.
Babe sendleleni yabo besiya elizweni lesithembiso. Ulwandle olubomvu lwangena endleleni yabo.
And God looked down through the pillar of fire and the sea got scared. Rolled back and let Israel pass to the promised land.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wakhangela phansi ngensika yomlilo futhi ulwandle lwesaba lwagiqikela emuva futhi lwachiya uIsrayeli wedlula esiya elizweni lesithembiso.
Oh God, look down through the blood of Jesus tonight and may the sickness roll back and Satan be cast out.
Oh Nkulunkulu, khangela phansi ngegazi likaJesu lobo busuku futhi makuthi umkhuhlane ugiqikele emuva futhi uSathane axotshelwe phandle.
And may the people pass to that promise of good health and strength that God said above all things, I wish you would prosper in health.
Futhi abantu mabedlulele kuleso sithembiso sempilo enhle lamandla lokho uNkulunkulu athi phezu kwezinto zonke ngifisa uphumelele empilweni enhle.
Now as you see, Lord Jesus, the hands of these people laying on each other.
Manje njengokuba ubona lapho Nkosi Jesu izandla zalabo bantu zibekwe komunye lomunye.
They're symbolizing their faith that you said these signs shall follow them that believe.
Bafanekisa ukholo lwabo ukuthi wathi izibonakaliso lezi siza kubalandela abakholwayo.
They're praying in their own way for one another.
Bayakhuleka ngendlela yabo bekhulekelana.
The next person's praying for them.
Umuntu oseceleni uyabakhulekela.
Now Lord, this challenge has been met that Satan the big bluff, he has no right to hold a child of God.
Manje Nkosi, lokho ukugolomba kuhlangabeziwe ukuthi uSathane umethuseli omkhulu akala lungelo lokubamba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
He is a defeated being.
Uyisidalwa esinqotshiweyo.
Jesus Christ, the only place of worship, the only true name, defeated him at Calvary.
UJesu Kristu indawo kuphela yokukhonzela ebizo leqiniso kuphela wamnqoba eCalvary.
And we claim his blood right now that he defeated every sickness, every disease.
Futhi lapho sibiza igazi lakhe khona kaThesi ukuthi wanqoba umkhuhlane wonke isifo sonke.
And I call for Satan to leave this audience in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this people and they be made free.
Futhi ngibizela uSathane ukuthi achiye lumbuthano ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Phuma phakathi kwabantu laba futhi benziwe bakhululeke.
Everybody that accepts your healing upon the basis of the written word.
Lonke elamkela ukusila kwenu phezu kwesisekelo selizwi elilotshiweyo.
Make your testimony by standing to your feet and say, I now accept my healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up to your feet.
Yenza ubufakazi bakho ngokuma ezinyaweni zakho futhi uthi, manje ngiyemukela ukusiliswa kwami ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Phakama ngezinyawo zakho.
Praise be to God. There you are.
Udumo kuNkulunkulu nanko ke.
Watch over your cripples and things getting up.
Khangela ngangapha izilima lezinto zisukuma.
Praise be to God. That's it. Just believe. He's here.
Udumo kuNkulunkulu yikho lokho. Kholwa nje ulapha.
How wonderful.
Kuyamangalisa okunganani.
Out in the audience on the outside by the wires, you should see.
Pandle kubalaleli ngaphandle ezincingweni ngabe liyabona.
I think every person in here, as far as I know, or most of them, are standing up at this time.
Ngicabanga wonke umuntu phakathi lapha njengokwazi kwami kumbe abaningi babo bamile khona kulesi sikhathi.
Oh, what a wonderful time! The presence of the Lord.
Oh, kuyisikhathi bani esimangalisayo ubukho benkosi.
That's what, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom.
Yikho lokho lapho ubukho benkosi obukhona kulokukhululeka kule nkululeko.
The Spirit of God makes us free.
Umoya kaNkulunkulu usenza sikhululeke.
Now that he has healed us, we believe it. He saved us, we believe it.
Manje ukuthi usesisilisile siyakukholwa. Usisindisile siyakukholwa.
Those who want to be baptized, the pool is ready.
Labo abafuna ukubhapathizwa icibi lilungele.
Anytime, any hour that you want to come, there'll be someone there to attend to it.
Loba siphi isikhathi, loba liphi ihola ofuna ukubuya ngalo, kuza kube kulomuntu lapho ukukunakekela.
And now I think before we close, we ought to sing an old hymn of the church. I love him because he first loved me.
Futhi kathesi ngiyacabanga singakavali kumele sihlabele ingoma endala yebandla. Ngiyamthanda, ngiyamthanda ngoba wangithanda kuqala.
Raise up our hands to God and sing it with all of our hearts.
Phakamisani izandla zenu kuNkulunkulu futhi siyihlabele ngenhliziyo zethu zonke.
We want to meet you here in the morning at 9:30, the same building, for the subject of marriage and divorce.
Sifuna ukuhlangana lani lapha ekuseni ngehola lesificamunwemunye lengxenye lesi sakhiwo esifanayo okwesifundo somshado lokwahlukana.
All right, let's sing it now together.
Kulungile, asihlabele manje ndawonye.
Let this great audience sing that now.
Akuthi lumbuthano mkhulu uhlabele lokho kathesi.
We're out on the wire, sing it also.
Khona phandle ezincingweni kuhlabeleni njalo.
Because he first loved me. Done on Calvary's tree.
Kwenzelwa ngapi? Esihlahleni seCalvary.
While we sing it again, I want you to shake hands with somebody around you. Say, God bless you, pilgrim.
Lapho siyihlabela njalo, ngifuna ukuthi liqawule izandla lomunye umuntu emaceleni akho uthi uNkulunkulu akubusise sihambe.
You love him?
Oh, galimthandi na.
Isn't he wonderful?
Akamangalisi na.
Is he your hiding place?
Ngabe eyindawo yakho yokucatsha na.
He's a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm, the only refuge I know.
Ulidwala elizweni elikhatheleyo, indawo yokucatsha esikhathini sesiphepho, indawo kuphela eyisiphephelo engiyaziyo.
Therefore, my faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine.
Ngakoge, ukholo lwami lukhangela kuwe, wena undlu laseCalvary, msindisi ongcwele.
Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away, let me from this day be holy thine.
Ngizwa manje ngikhuleka, susa amacala ami onke khatshana, ngivumele kusukela lolusuku ngibe ngowakho ngokugcweleyo.
Let's raise our hands as we sing it.
Asiphakamiseni izandla zethu lapho sihlabele.
My faith lost to
bow our heads now while we hum it.
As kotam sen amakanda etu, lapo si vungam.
While life's dark maze I tread, and grief around me spread, be thou my guide. Darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee. Aside. While you have your heads bowed, our beloved pastor, Brother Armand Neville, will dismiss the audience.
La polila makanda en, ekotansiwe, umalusi wethu, othandekayo, umfowethu, uManeville, uzaphumisa umbuthano.